At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Cooperatives are owned by the members who use them. CVC was formed over 70 years ago by members just like you who needed electric services. They pulled together to organize your electric cooperative. Today, cooperatives are found in every state of the union and serve approximately 120 million people, nearly half of the population of the United States. CVC serves around 6,000 meters in the city of Albia and rural Appanoose, Davis, Lucas, Marion, Monroe, Wapello, and Wayne counties. To learn more about us, visit cvrac.com.
High performance isn't just on the racetrack. Let Sinclair Tractor introduce you to the John Deere P-Series skid steer and compact track loaders, offering more power, more on-site flexibility, and more comfort for the driver, all to get you across the finish line first. With so many locations throughout eastern Iowa, Sinclair Tractor has the equipment and attachments you need to get the job done right and in record time, too. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com today and see how you can increase your team's performance.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Thinking about ordering car parts online? Well, hold on to your seatbelt, because you might order what you think is the perfect car part online, only to receive a garden gnome? Yep, not even close. Maybe for a hood ornament, but not the part for the car you needed last week. At Napa Auto Parts in Albia, we promise you'll get exactly what you need right when you need it. No garden gnomes, no random surprises, and no frustration. Just quality car parts from those you can trust. The right part at the right time. Trust Napa Auto Parts in Albia.
Ready to move heaven or earth, call Lathrop Construction. They will move earth for you. Whether you need ponds, terraces, waterways, a new septic, a basement, whatever you need, they can do it with their earth-moving equipment. No job is too small or too big. Give Lathrop Construction a call and let them move the earth for you. That's Dean, Michael, or Natalie at 799-1105.
KIIC's Locker Room Show is on the air. The Locker Room Show is presented by Summers Insurance. Summers Insurance, where they shop and you save. The Locker Room Show breaks down tonight's gridiron contests. Stay tuned as we chat with coaches from darkened football fields, noisy school buses, and jubilant locker rooms. And now, from Football Central, KIIC's Locker Room.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Eyes up here. We're in the locker room. And by the way, I want everyone right now to check the lost and found box. Shane and I have lost my voice tonight.
We are on the rolling locker room show.
We've shut the lights off over centrally, and we're driving on 218 headed to 34. We'll come across, and we hope to keep you all connected here on a really big week, Shane. There were some really big games. Now I'll be going on the road to Central Lee. We're going to get through the whole scoreboard here in a second, but this was a really important week of football.
Oh, definitely. You know, week five, and a lot of things come up in week five. You deal with some injuries. Teams are finding themselves backed against walls this time of year. You know, you got to get them wins to get in the playoffs. Everybody sees that light at the end of the tunnel, wants to get to the playoffs, and some of the really good teams want good seeds for the playoffs.
And I just think, I said earlier, I thought there were some games tonight that were really maybe that pivotal game for a playoff berth for each of the teams. Albia is one of those teams that was able to pull off that win against Central Lee tonight. By the way, going on the road, top 10 rated Central Lee undefeated, and Albia does get the win. But You're talking week five. Lots of football left halfway through the season, Shane, but some really critical games tonight for some really big teams.
Definitely, and should we go over some of them?
Let's hit the scoreboard.
You bet. So, Moravia, first win of the year over Twin Cedars. A great 49-0. A great win for Moravia. Here's a little bit of a surpriser, I think, for everyone. Centerville 34 over Sheraton. Playing spoilers to homecoming.
That is a big ball game, a big win for Centerville. McGran was hurt, their outstanding quarterback in week number two, and going on the road at homecoming at Sheraton, who's been playing outstanding football. Big win.
Centerville with a freshman quarterback, and I have a Centerville insider, and he told me that he thinks they got something pretty special with that young man and bright future for him and that team.
Yeah.
And that was a big win for playoff hopes right there, like you were talking about earlier. Another big game we had tonight, Mount Air, 40-6 win over North Mahaska.
Yeah, a little surprised by the outcome of that ball game, but Mount Air, I don't know why it should be, other than they have a historically good football program. Long bus ride, tough loss tonight for the Warhawks, but don't count them out. I really like their football team.
Bella Christian, something you don't usually say week five. Their first win of the year over EBF, 57-14.
Yeah, I sure hope we can get Coach Kakmarinski on. I know he's got to be really happy for his team, and that's a pretty impressive. Boy, they put the points up tonight.
Yeah, it's great as a coach. Your team's been struggling all year, and then you find the points tonight, and that's a bright spot, something to look forward to there.
Your back's against the wall, Coach Kakmarinski, Coach Team, you're going to find a way, and they did tonight.
And got some more scores out here. We got Van Meter shuts out Clark 55-0. That Van Meter team, they're a team just rolling this year. So they're going to beat a lot of people this year. And then we have the game we covered all night, a big win for Albia, 14-0 over Central Lee, number 10 ranked Central Lee. Rankings don't always mean so much this time of year, but still to get the recognition, and it's still a big win over somebody that came in with four straight wins.
Yeah, the rankings, they go away once the whistle's blown.
We'll continue here. Atlantic, a big 56-21 win over Knoxville tonight. Montezuma beats BGM 46-27, and then Pella, a big win, 34-21 over Carlisle.
Well, Pella's just a tremendous football team.
Yeah, they're another team where big hopes for them this year. Mid Prairie Monroe 48-3 over a Davis County team that's been playing a lot.
Yeah, right now you'd say Mid Prairie's got to be the team to beat here in this district. Mediapolis and Mid Prairie, I believe. Well, we'll see here if we got a score on Mediapolis, but Mid Prairie looks like after they started 0-3, they've got back-to-back wins here in district.
Linville Soli, a team that's really been playing well this year. Wayne kept it close, 37-30 in a high-scoring game there, and Colfax Mingo, 39-0 win over Cardinal. And to finish it off, we have Sigourney Keota, 33-7 over Pleasantville.
Big win. I really felt they were impressive with it. I felt this would be a runaway game for Sigourney Keota. And that's not hammering Pleasantville. I just think this Cobra team's outstanding. And you go back a year ago and that was quite the football game.
Right.
Pleasantville had Sigourney on their schedule as homecoming. Who schedules Sigourney Keota for homecoming? And a game that went in overtime after a field goal, and Sigourney held off and got that win, and it really had propelled him for the rest of the season. And tonight, Shane, I think that was for the district title right there. I think Sigourney Keota's going away the favorite in that district.
Oh, definitely. And just great program. They play great year in and year out, and just can't say enough about that.
Why wait around? Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll see if we can catch Coach Jensen. I want to hear about how the things went tonight for Sigourney Keota. Big win for them. Hopefully to catch up with Coach Light tonight. You heard Jason Van Arkel call the final. That's there. 5-0. Last time, 2001, where they went 10-0. Thomas got something cooking. We're going to keep it cooking right here. If you can find my voice, call it in because I need it. And you need to stay right here. You're listening to The Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance.
Talking with someone about suicide or suicidal thoughts can be hard, but sometimes it's a necessary conversation to have. If you're concerned about someone and you've noticed a drastic change in behavior, ask the person directly if they are considering suicide. Research shows that asking the question directly helps the suicidal person feel at ease and less alone. For more information, call Southern Iowa Mental Health Center 24 hours a day, 844-430-8520.
We're all about giving back to the community we serve. So we're active in organizations that support our kids, like 4-H and FFA, sponsoring events and scholarships. We support local school boards, fairs, and community organizations. You could say our interest in agriculture and the people who make it possible just keeps growing. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
Shane, just disappointing. Not because of the scores or the games, but man, we're over halfway through.
It goes so quick, I tell you. I mean,
gosh, dang it.
I've said many times, I love summer, you know, all the things you can do in the summer. Yeah. But boy, if you got to close summer out with some fall football Fridays, I tell you, that's an easy transition.
Well, welcome back to the Locker Room Show, and big game tonight. One of them, Sigourney Kota, I think, for the district title. We're going to talk with Coach Jensen. I know he is not he's not looking back. He's got Pella Christian on deck next, Shane. But, man, an impressive win here for Sigourney tonight.
Definitely. I mean, Pleasantville gave him a little trouble last year, and that always sticks in your mind. And I tell you what, a pretty convincing win tonight, a 33 win over Pleasantville.
With Coach Jared Jensen, victorious tonight, Sigourney Kota. Coach, congratulations. And, you know, against a team that a year ago, man, maybe one of the best games in all of last year. And a game I thought really propelled you guys for the rest of the season, but a convincing game for you guys tonight.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about last year's game and the mindset we needed to have this year. You know, our guys were focused all week. They presented a lot of problems in the pass game for us, you know, last season. And, you know, it's just something that we spent a lot of time on and were prepared for. And, you know, we knew it was a district championship game. I mean, this was that set up and you know, same situation last year, but we knew we just had to come out and play our best. They're young too, and they're going to be a really good football team here in the next couple of years. That was a lot of sophomores out there, and you know, I knew that was one of our built-in advantages of just having a lot of older guys that have been in these situations, been in these big games, and can finish it. And they sure did that.
Head coach Jared Jensen, head coach Sigourney Kota, victorious tonight, coach. Run us through the performers tonight and kind of tell us how this game came together for you guys.
Yeah, you know, first quarter was a little bit slow. They started with the ball. We believe we had a four and out or three and out. Got the ball back. Put a pretty good drive together. Kind of stumbled a little bit and ended up having to punt. But we burned a lot of that first quarter clock. Punted to them. You know, I think they maybe got a first down within that drive and then forced them to punt again. And then, you know, second quarter, you know, so going into the second quarter, 0-0, we had the ball, and put a pretty solid drive together to punch the first one and missed the extra point. You know, came back, forced them to punt again, another solid long drive put together, got it scored and, you know, went for two. Didn't get that, so it was 12-0. So we were kind of chasing a little bit there. You know, went into halftime, and you know, it was, I believe, 12-0 or 18. Yeah, no, 12-0 going into halftime, I believe. So, you know, it was a close game, but we felt like we were under control, even though it was that close. And, you know, actually, no, it was 19. It was 19-0 going into half, so. You know, we ended up starting with the ball, two plays, or maybe I think it was the first play out of that half, and Bruns took it for 53 and for a touchdown, and that kind of sent the message, and I think they started kind of, you know, maybe maybe thinking bad thoughts on their sideline, and our sideline was jacked up, and we kind of just continued to roll from there. Put up a couple more scores and started kind of subbing guys in and out. They ended up getting a score on us, but our kids battled all night and just proud of all three phases. Defensively was a phenomenal football game for our guys. A lot of pressure on the quarterback, great coverage at the back end. Offensively we imposed our will. Our offensive line did a phenomenal job of just wearing those guys out and just hitting. Finally we started getting some creases and broke some big runs, and special teams wise, I thought we did a really good job kick coverage. Didn't get a whole lot of opportunity to get in our return game. We didn't have much for punt return. They were kind of covering that pretty well, but our kick coverage did a good job and really, really forced it into some long fields.
Then head coach Darryl Jensen, head coach Southern Dakota, victorious tonight. Coach, there is no sleeping because you got Pella Christian coming to town, or you got to go on the road to Pella Christian. Coach Kakmarski, coach teams are always tough, and a decisive win over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
This is one of those games that's always been circled on the calendar the last few years. We've had some big time close battles. Last year we kind of got away from them a little bit there, but we know it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a four quarter game. We can't just think, well, we beat, Pleasantville beat them. None of that matters. I mean, this is another district championship game. We can't stub our foot and we're going to be ready to go. Our mindset's going to be right. And if we continue to play like we have, the last few weeks, putting things together, cleaning the things up that need to get cleaned up and be hitting on all cylinders, I'm going to feel good about our opportunity next Friday night.
Well, congratulations again, you guys. You'll be a fast night of sleep and right back at it, but congratulations. Shane, a big win there for the Cobras.
District play, like we were saying earlier, you play these teams. They just seem to play to play, and big win for them. And I think that just
absolutely. Well, we're going to take a timeout, come back, we'll take another look at that.
Hi, I'm Mike Madison with Zero Connect in Albia. Zero Connect is a custom cable assembly manufacturer of fiber and copper products for voice, data, and video applications. Due to growth and demand, we are now hiring qualified individuals for our production team for first and second shift. Zero Connect is looking for dedicated individuals who are open to working for a fast-paced and fulfilling environment. If you are looking for a rewarding career, let us be your first choice. Apply online at zeroconnect.com. That's zeroconnect.com. Equal opportunity employer.
It's not a day you see coming. It may be sunny, or it may be gray. But it's not a day you can get ready for. And it's not a day you would trust to anyone but a friend. Because it's not just a day in a lifetime. It's a lifetime in a single day. Senate Funeral Home in Albia and Ottumwa.
Hi, this is Katie McDonald, branch manager of People's State Bank and office of South Ottumwa Savings Bank. Are you looking to purchase something new or new to you this year? Come see me for all your lending needs. Looking for a new car or recreational vehicle? We have some great rates. Looking to purchase or refinance your home? We have financing for that too, and some of the lowest closing costs around. Come see me on the Albia Square. I would love to finance your next big purchase. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The ups and downs of a football season, kind of like the ups and downs of these roads, James. We skipping out of cellular coverage here on the Traveling Locker Room Show. Traveling tonight, how about Centerville, Shane? Going on the road, homecoming, chance to play spoiler.
I tell you what, that's a huge win for Centerville tonight. That's a very good Sheraton team, and you know, they're really fighting for a playoff spot in that district. And boy, tonight was really a big first step.
I think this was a playoff, you know, ticket type of ball game tonight. Let's catch up with Coach Kovacevic. Centerville, Big Red, big winner, homecoming spoiler. Coach, congratulations! What a hard fought win for your football team.
Yes, thanks, guys. It was a great win, great team win. Couldn't be more proud of the boys to go up there, understanding that what's at stake within our district, and then having to go on the road, play spoiler, just like you said, Jason. It was a great team win. Proud of them.
Coach, once again, congratulations on the victory. Who is your opponent next week, and what is the recipe to beating them? Hey, Coach, sorry I didn't have you. Who is your opponent for next week, and what is the recipe for success for beating them?
We're at home next week for our homecoming against I-35, and it was a game of turnovers. You know, uncharacteristically, Sheraton turned the ball over three or four times tonight, and on all those turnovers, we managed to get points off of that, and we managed to not turn the ball over. So it was a total team victory. Complimentary football. Defense played really well. Offense was outstanding. It was just a great team win.
Talking with Coach Kovacevic, head coach Centerville, the Big Red on the road tonight, homecoming spoilers over Sheraton. Coach, this game was so important. You know, to me, you look at this district, one of the toughest in the state of Iowa, and to get the win, and you really put your team in a place where you guys can fight for that playoff berth.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like I said, it was like a playoff atmosphere, to be honest with you. It was going into the game, knowing what's at stake of winning and losing and seeing where we're at. And, you know, to be able to go over there and play as well as we did, it was we're very proud of the boys and happy. And we're going to enjoy this one tonight and get back to work tomorrow.
Coach Shane Holmes here. I tell you what, great win tonight. And what's this do for the confidence of your team? That's such an important thing this time of year. And how is that going to help you go forward?
It's a great question, because you never knew, coming off those first two tough games to begin the season, you never knew kind of where our head's at and where's our team at. But I think the kids have really responded well in practice. They've really responded to the game plan each and every week here these last 3 weeks, especially, and trying to execute those game plans have gotten us to get us to a victory. So if we can just continue to that, you know, kids are happy, kids are playing hard, playing with effort, playing with energy. Hopefully that continues this week.
And Coach, you know, you had a quarterback go down, and then you bring in a freshman. I can't remember his name, but he must just been playing really good this year. Can you talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, Max, a young young freshman, but he plays beyond his age. I'll tell you that he's commanded the offense. He's done a really nice job of doing that and taking control of it. He's he's just done a great job of not blinking. You know, a lot of kids in that situation would be nervous, intimidated, whatever word you want to use there. But that kid is he's came up and he's played a little bit dinged up, but he keeps coming to practice and going to work. And done a great job, and hopefully he'll continue to do that.
All right, Coach. I'm blind here driving, and don't have next week's game in front of me. Who you guys got on the docket for next week?
Yeah, we've got our homecoming starting up, this weekend. So if we can get through Pancake Day tomorrow, I don't know. We'll see about that. then we butt it up with our homecoming week. So we got a lot of extracurricular things that we got to do. So we've got to make sure we do a good job with the boys and making sure that we're focused on I-35 next week.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Really impressive, you know, the way your team's bounced back. And for some reason, Coach, you guys continue to dial up against Sheraton. You have had their number. I think you guys have not lost in this contest since 2018. That is not an easy task.
Not against that staff and that team, because they are a physical bunch, and anytime we can get it to share and get a win, we'll take it.
Coach Matt Kovacevic, head coach Centerville. Shane, that was a huge huge win tonight for Centerville. Going on the road, you know, you couldn't help starting 0-2, playing those big rivalry games, and, you know, have a little bit of doubt. And you brought the right point, confidence, man. And after tonight, you lose your you know, McGrann was an excellent quarterback. Right. You got to bring a freshman. I mean, all the cards stacked against them. We all picked Sheraton tonight, and why wouldn't you? I mean, they're playing really good football. So this isn't like Centerville went in and beat the Sisters of the Poor.
Definitely not. And you know, you lose your quarterback. That's the soul of your team a lot of times. And to rally around this freshman, I'll tell you what. If I was coach, I'd let all them get all them players an extra pancake tomorrow over Pancake Days and celebrate.
Sound like maybe the offense got their share of pancakes tonight. That was just impressive and. Good job out of the coaching staff to get their team, really.
Back in the hunt.
Yeah, it's just that was a playoff game. Now, and Coach Smizer's going to bounce back. You know, the Chargers, by the way, I'm just so impressed with their team. And did not get the stats on Oxenrider, but that kid's just a dude.
Yep.
Just a dude. Well, hey, Chena team looking for their first win tonight is going to get that in a big win for Moravia, and they got a win over Twin Cedars tonight. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to Coach Bumstead. He's got to be one happy camper.
Oh, how big is that for that program? You know, the new coach and a new system, and he's had some struggles there, and young team, boy, to get a big win tonight, you know, 49-0.
Yeah, impressive.
Boy, when they broke the dam, they let it all go, you know. They found their way tonight.
Well, we'll talk with Coach Bumstead after a timeout. Come back. Victorious are they tonight over Twin Cedars. And we're hoping to catch up with Coach Light. Also, tell him over the big win tonight. And lots of big ball games. And we're going to come back here to the Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance.
Score big savings this month at Craig Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with our $2,000 Craig Ford trade-in assistance. Receive up to $15,000 in total savings on a new 2024 Ford F-150. Get over $8,000 off a new Ford Edge, or take advantage of rates as low as 0% on select Ford and Jeep models. Craig Ford, guaranteed to save you money. Stop in or check us out online at gocraig.com.
Albia Chamber Main Street invites you to experience Albia. Shop, eat, and enjoy in our downtown district. Our local shops and restaurants and independent businesses are ready for you. So whether you're looking for a new outfit or home decor, unique gift idea, sweet treat, gift card, or a place to gather with friends and family, support local. Show your love to the businesses that support our community by following, engaging, and sharing their social media content. Subscribe to their emails or refer your friends and family. For more information about our upcoming events, local amenities, or great places to visit, check out our website, albiachambermainstreet.org, and follow us on Facebook.
Staying alive, Groove, Shane. That really is a storyline for a lot of teams here in the halfway point of the season. You know, you're really trying to stay alive, and some really big ball games tonight. Let's quickly get a look at the scoreboard one more time.
Perfect song for tonight.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's staying alive. Our own Albie team, 14-0 over Central Lee, staying alive in that playoff hunt. And we're going to go with Solon over Grinnell, 19-7. Then we have, we just talked to the coach, Centerville 34 over Sheraton, who were 14. Mount Air with a big win, 40-6 over North Mahaska. Sigourney, Kyoto, 33 over Pleasantville, 33-7. Then Pella Christian, 57 over EBF. And then Van Meter shuts out Clark 56-0, doing what Van Meter does. And then Atlantic over Knoxville 56-21 in a high scoring game. And then we got Montezuma beats BGM 46-27. Pella 34 over Carlisle. Mid Prairie Monroe doing Mid Prairie Monroe things. 48 over Davis County. That was three. Linville Soli, a 37 win over Wayne of Corden, who scored 30, and then Colfax Mingo, 39-0 over Cardinal. But I'll tell you the big win tonight for a team who was really looking for a win was Moravia with a 49-0 win over Twin Cedars.
Offensive explosion tonight. Well, why wait around? Let's catch up with head coach Jeff Bumstead. Victorious tonight. Coach, congratulations on your first win. And first win as a head coach and the first win for the team. And, boy, it seemed like you guys put together both sides of the football. Offense putting up 49 points and a shutout. Great first win for you in the program.
Yeah, it was awesome. Kids did well. They prepared well this week. They had really good days of practice. And, I mean, you know, it's hard to get them motivated when you're 0-5. You know, they take that next step. But they keep trying to learn and keep doing things right. And it finally showed up tonight. I mean, they did put it together. We had some yards in offense. We scored some points. And we kept them off the scoreboard on the defensive side. So, yeah, it was an overall a great win for us and one we really needed for the program.
All right, Coach, give us a breakdown of maybe some of the big plays tonight and some of the guys that had some big performances.
Declan DeYoung did an excellent job for us at tight end. I don't know for sure. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I know for sure he caught 2 touchdown passes and could be 3, but he was wide open. The last touchdown he caught, there was nobody within 30 yards of him. So, I mean, he did an excellent job. And our fullback, Isaac Messmaker, he had a breakaway run. I mean, it was probably a 40-yard, 50-yard run on a dive play, and he just spotted the line and broke away and took it to the house. He had a really good game, offensively and defensively. Blake Helmick had a great game at defensive end with some hurries and sacks and so on. And then we had a freshman show up pretty bright tonight on defense, and that was Grantland McDaniel. He had an interception. I thought he was going to take it back to the house, but he got it to like the 5, I think it was, and then we left him in at tailback and let him score. So, I mean, he did a really nice job for us. His second start on defense as outside linebacker for us as a freshman. So, really, you know, all around, everyone did their job and did it well. And so you end up with a W. So, good night.
Coach Shane Holmes here, and I tell you what, you know, we speak all the time about building confidence in the team, and a good job out of your coaching staff to, you know, you have a team that's 0-5, and boy, they come out tonight, and I mean, they showed what they had on offense, and I'll tell you what's pretty big in 8-man football is to leave a goose egg on the other side of the ball. I mean, that's just got to give your kids a lot of confidence going on in the season, and sometimes when things start clicking and then winning can be contagious. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's 100% correct. I mean, you know, you get one under your belt, they figure out, you know, we're all new, so there's kind of the question mark, is this really going to work? And I think tonight they saw, yeah, it's really going to work. So I think, you know, maybe this week coming up, we'll have a little better practice. Kids are getting a little better, a little fine-tuning better. See what we do on Friday, you know, if we can get a W there, then that's a little more confidence for them. They're buying in. Things are getting done right. It actually, Coach has been telling us it'll do work, and it's actually working. So, yeah, it's just they just got to keep trucking along, and we got to keep teaching them, you know, as far as it goes. And we just got to keep coaching them up. And it's been a process, and tonight, it was a weight off of everyone. You could just see it in the kids' eyes. It was like, pow. You know, it's like, oh my goodness! Finally, we got a W. So it was very, very good.
Well, Coach, congratulations and a great first win for you guys. And who do you got next week? I'm driving, so I can't even look down at the phone to find out. Literally, folks, they can see us. Coach, I got a headset on, driving.
We have Mulcher Dallas, and we're at Mulcher Dallas.
Well, enjoy the night, Coach, and enjoy the win. And Shane said winning can be contagious, and we hope you guys have caught the attitude. I know your guys have got to be really excited, so we'll have fun, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coach Jeff Bump said, you know, Shane, you're so right. Winning is a contagious thing, and so is losing. So yeah. Breaking that, you know, is really difficult. The coaching staff to stay focused, the young coaching staff, you know, new. Man, you know, you can really sow the seeds of doubt in your program when you start with your back against the wall. And so that was a really impressive win for the Mohawks tonight.
Something else I like, you know, the sore legs and arms, they're not as sore after some wins.
Pretty amazing.
Boy, they hurt a lot after, you know, a couple losses. So yeah. It's amazing what winning can do to a program.
Wins a pretty healthy salve to put on your sore body, no doubt
best,
about that.
Best cure.
Well, I think we'll come back and talk to a guy that is used to winning. thing, but in the season where wins have been a little hard to come by, and that is Coach Kaczmarinski. We'll come back and talk with him. Pella Christian, Shane, you don't want to back up a Coach Kaczmarinski team against the wall, because they got a lot of fight in them, and I love that coaching staff and that those kids over there, and tonight they get a W.
That's a program that's hungry for a win, and they went out and they got fed tonight.
Well, we'll come back. We'll talk with Coach Kaczmarinski and break down the Vikes football game. You want to stay right here. You're listening to The Locker Room Show.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus up to $1,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
Right now, get $10 off your next $50 purchase when you sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card. Just sign up and get $10 off your next $50 purchase. With Hy-Vee Perks, you get fuel savers, members-only prices, digital coupons, and rewards. And for a limited time only, new members who sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card get $10 off their next purchase of $50 or more. Sign up today, in-store, online, or through the Hy-Vee app. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Attention all archery enthusiasts, it's time to upgrade your bow game with the latest arrival of Hoyt and Expedition bows at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the new Hoyt and Expedition bows will elevate your archery experience. Bluff Creek Archery also offers great selections of quality used bows, perfect for those looking for high performance at a great value, carrying all the accessories you need and offering service, repairs, and adjustments for all brands. Hit your mark with Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Show. Of course, I'm filling in for Jason. Seemed to have lost them as they're headed back here on the road. So for some scores, we've got Moravia 49 over Twin Cedars at 0. Centerville 34 over Sheraton 14. 40-6, Mount Air defeated North Mahaska. Sigourney Kyoto 33, Pleasantville 7. Pella Christian 57-14. Of course, we've got Coach Kaczmarinski on the line here soon. Van Meter shuts out Clark 56-0. Albia gets another victory 14-0 over Central Lee. Knoxville 21, Atlantic 56. Montezuma beats BGM 46-27, and Pella 34 over Carlisle 21. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. What are your thoughts after winning tonight's game?
Well, it was an exciting game. Got off to a good start. And it feels good to get in the win column. Kids have been working hard, and so it was very gratifying to get that first win of the season.
Absolutely. Score 57-14. Once again, congratulations. What's the health of your team 5 weeks in?
We're in pretty good shape. Came through the game injury-free, and thankfully we've been pretty injury-free most of the year. We had a few bumps and bruises here, but yeah, I'm excited the fact that we're kind of getting in the meat of our district schedule, and we're pretty healthy.
That's always good to hear. Now, for next week, who is your opponent?
We play Sigourney Kyoto at home. We got a big game, big district clash.
That's right. Of course, we just talked to Coach Jared Jensen not long ago. Jason, we seem to have you guys back.
Yeah, sorry, Coach. Missed you there. Coach, first of all, we missed a little bit because we're traveling, and you understand these hills here in southern Iowa. Coach, 57 points tonight. You know, your program in a place where you're not used to being 0-4. It just tells me a lot about the character of your football team to come out tonight and get a big win on the road.
It was just super exciting. We kind of started out with a bang. We kicked off, played some good defense, got the ball back. And the very first play from scrimmage, Johnson Morgan took the handoff and took it 81 yards for a touchdown. That just kind of set the tone for the whole first quarter. We were able to get a couple more big plays out of Johnson, and it was 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. And then Eddieville refused to go away. Hats off to them. They really fought. They came, put together a nice drive, scored right before half, and went for two, got the guy. So it was 21-8 with about a minute and a half to go in the half. And then we had a really nice kickoff return by Landon Nonnenkoven to get the ball at midfield. And then we were able to take the ball in and score right before half and get a two-point conversion and make it 29-8 at halftime. That was a big – I thought that was a really – big momentum swing back in our favor right before half.
Coach, the explosion tonight and getting the win, a big for the confidence for your football team. But as Jacob was asking earlier, next week you got Sigourney Dakota on your deck. I can't help but you guys are going to be excited about this opportunity to go out there and a chance to go and play against a really good football team and be the underdog.
Well, you know, the district race is still wide open. We beat Sigourney, and we win the rest of our games. You know, we could potentially be district champs. So a lot of riding on the table. We're starting to kind of hit our stride. These last 4 weeks we've been working hard. We've been getting better. We just haven't seen a lot of fruit on the scoreboard. And tonight I felt like we had kind of a breakthrough moment. So I'm hoping that we'll just continue the rest of the season. But, you know, everything that we'd like to get accomplished is still on the table for us yet this year. So that's kind of exciting. We're healthy. And so we're going to rest up this weekend, and we're going to get ready for Sigourney Dakota.
Oh, Coach, congratulations. A big win for you guys. And it's good to hear your voice again, Coach. And we look forward to maybe getting you on here again next week if you can permit us. And we look forward to watching. I think it's going to be a heck of a football game next Friday night.
Well, I appreciate being back on your show, and like I said, I always appreciate what you guys do for high school football here in the state of Iowa. It's a great thing. So thanks again for being on the show, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Shane, a huge win for Coach Kakamarski. He's right. The district is – everything's in front of these guys.
Definitely.
And winning, it's something they're used to doing over there at Pella Christian.
And, you know, you knew they were going to find a way this season. You know, there's a lot of district games left, too. Oh. And you clear a lot of things up by week five. And a lot of good things can start happening now that you got that first win of the season and finally put it together.
Well, they play tough competition. And this team with a lot in front of it. And I'm looking forward to next Friday. That'll be a heck of a football game, no doubt about it. They went on the road, by the way, to Eddieville and pulled that off. Yeah. Impressive. And Eddieville's been playing better football. They came off their first win last week. So,
yep. Good
win for Coach Kakamarski. Hey, we're going to take a timeout. We're coming back. We're going to check in with Coach Justin Huber and get a breakdown of a big ball game night. 14-0 Albia on the road. 10th rated at Central Lee. Shut them out. Shame. All 14 points scored in the first 10 minutes of the ball game, and it was back and forth the rest of the night. We'll come back and talk with Coach Huber after this timeout.
Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Oh, fall. My most favorite season of them all. Hey, guys, it's Jill Witt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. With fall comes school, sports, sickness, and injuries. If you or your children experience the infamous back-to-school colds or sports injuries, Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia is here for you. We know you've got a busy schedule to tend to, and that's why we make it easy and streamlined to get you in and out on your time schedule. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where healthcare is made personal.
The roaming locker room, the traveling locker room. Shane, I'm hoping we still keep that lost and found open because, man, I need to find my voice.
Good job out of you tonight. Driving with a bad voice and low data signals. And, boy, throw a little bit at us. But I'll tell you know what makes it all better?
Well, if you're bringing a W home, that's always going to make it easier.
Makes it for a nice ride home.
let's catch up with Coach Huber here in a second, but real quick rundown of the scoreboard for Football Friday night.
All righty. Moravia with their first win of the year, 49-0 win over Twin Cedars. Centerville with a big win over the Sheraton Chargers, and put a little spoiler on their homecoming. Centerville 34, Sheraton 14. 40-6 win for Mount Air over North Mahaska. Sigourney Kyoto, 33 win over Pleasantville. Bella Christian, first win of the year, 57-14 over EBF. And Van Meter shuts out Clark, 56-0. Knoxville loses to Atlantic with a 56-21 score. And then Montezuma beats BGM, 46-27. Pella having a great year with a 34-21 win over Carlisle. And Mid Prairie Monroe, a 48-3 win over Davis County. And then Linville Soy, 37 over at Wayne, of Cord and 30.
Well, Davis County will move to 3-2, and they will move to Albion next Friday night, where we will be bringing that broadcast. It's going to be homecoming. And on a long ride back from a big win tonight, Albion's head coach Justin Huber joining us on the I'm sure he's on the bus right now, Coach. But, man, what an impressive win for you guys tonight.
Yeah, you know, it was a great win, and it was really great for the boys to bounce back after two games they fought real hard for and came up short. But, you know, get a win tonight, it's just a great feeling and gets you motivated for next week.
Coach Shane Holmes here, a great win tonight. Your defense shuts them out, and I do have one question for you. Why have you been hiding this offensive juggernaut known as Grant Powers from us all year?
I tell you what, Grant had a great night tonight on defense especially, and getting a couple fumble recoveries and running the ball down the field. I was really impressed with Grant tonight. He had a great game, and just super proud of him. It was a great night for the Demons.
We were talking, you know, that's offensive lineman's dream to get the ball, and then you get the ball.
Twice. He should have scored twice. The first time, Coach, the flag came in, and I don't know if we even made contact with the kid and what they call the illegal block, but Grant should have scored on that, or did score on it, called back. And then the second time, an inadvertent whistle, I believe, stopped Grant from scoring the second time, but good stuff out of him. But, Coach, this offense able to score on its opening drive after a special teams play, really heads up play by Kaysen Baker to get the kickoff recovery on the opening kickoff.
Yeah, you know, and that's what our kids are. You know, they're really smart. They know what to do. And Kaysen recognizing that right away and get it. And then our offense going down and capitalized right out of the gate. That set the tone, and our kids were excited and just kept capitalizing from there. You know, shout out to Coach Odup for his defensive staff. For throwing a shutout, our offensive staff, you know, puts points on the board. Great night for the Demons in general. I was just super proud of our kids and how hard they fought and battled, especially after a couple losses. So, great win for the boys.
Coach, a very deceptive offense you guys faced tonight. It really required assignment alignment football and, you know, really did not bend against this team. You guys really did a great job of shutting that down, and it really... To me, it was about discipline in the defense.
It really was. And I'm going to give a shout-out to our offensive scout this week. They did a good job really giving the defense a good look. And you know, our coaches were just getting kids dialed up. And the kids need to be disciplined all week, and they were. They were really focused and just took it to heart, really went after it. And just proud of how they practiced all week. We had a really good week of practice, and the kids recognized what they needed to do. And you know what? Hats off to Centrally. They're a big physical football team, and they gave us quite a run tonight. But you know what? The Demons able to capitalize on some mistakes.
Coach, you know, your offensive line played well again tonight, and just really good heads-up play on both sides of the ball. But I tell you what, that really motivates your defense when you can have a shutout like that against a team who's been scoring some points this year. And, man, you know, they just – that's a big win and a big confidence boost for this team.
Well, yeah, especially going into homecoming next week. Going into homecoming next week, you know, Davis County is also 3-2 now, and they're another big physical football team. Going to run with some bigger boys and be physical just like everyone else.
Coach, a game next week against Davis County, homecoming. I think the bus ride over for you guys allowed you to really focus and concentrate. you're going to have a lot of distraction next week against a team that is 3-2 just like you. And this district is still absolutely wide open.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I want the boys to have fun. It's homecoming, but we need to know what's important, and that's a football game. And I think the guys realize that, know the situation we're in, and it, we do have a very tough district to play in. But I've been real proud of them the last 2 weeks of staying focused, and I feel like they're going to be able to do it again. And you know what? We just got to block out the distractions and realize we've got a game to play Friday night.
Coach, is it just me, or does this offense just feel like it's on the verge of really breaking through? I mean, 14 points, get them in the first 10 minutes. But this offense able to continue to move the football on the ground and the air. But, man, it's just like we're just one cog off from being really elite offensively.
Right, and I feel like we're really, really close to that. We've talked about that. Our running game's really starting to open up and stuff now, and our kids are just right there. And when it happens, it's going to be fun. But you know what? We've had to move some guys around and had some injuries and stuff, and you know that kind of does slow some things down that you do. But you know what? Again, our guys are stepping up to the challenge and filling those spots when we need them to. So kudos to them. But we just got to keep improving each and every week, and that's our goal, one game at a time.
Well, big, big win for the Blue Demons tonight. Coach, spoiler on the road, top 10 team. Enjoy the ride home, and we'll, of course, catch you in the morning on the Coach's Corner at 9 o'clock.
Sounds good. Roll Demon.
Shane, really impressive win. And you know, 14-0, they get their 14 points in the first 10 minutes. And but the offense was able to move the ball up and down the field. And it just... You can just see it. It's just, you're just, you are a millimeters away from blowing open and becoming a, not a good offense, but a great offense.
Yep. And, you know, a penalty away from at least another touchdown.
Yep, that's
there. And then
something they'll have to address for sure.
And you definitely want to score more touchdowns. But, boy, they killed a lot of clock tonight.
Well, we will take a timeout. We're going to come back and continue here in the locker room. Some more big games tonight. We'll try to catch some more outstanding coaches. Ottumwa goes to 5-0. How about those Bulldogs?
I tell you what, that is the one of the storybook stories of the year right there. Ottumwa joining the Thunder Country crew and having a great season with a new coach.
5-0 are the Ottumwa Bulldogs. First time since 2001, and they went 10-0 there, Shane. So this team
that's
is
a pretty big bar to set up there, but you never know.
I love what Coach Light's doing down there. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the Locker Room Show.
Need supplies for your farm or construction project? Head to Lathrop & Sons Supply Store in Albia. They buy and sell top quality farm and construction supplies, including fencing, livestock water systems, feed bunks, gates, hay rings, you name it, they've got it. Need water line and plumbing supplies? They've got that too. And don't forget their dry shod boots for all weather comfort. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5, located on Highway 5, just across from the Monroe County Fairgrounds. If you need it on the farm, you'll find it at Lathrop & Sons Supply Store in Albia.
Hi, I'm Darcy Whitlow, and I'm running for the Iowa House of Representatives, District 26. As an AEA employee, I work in your local school districts, and I will advocate for education in Iowa, increased mental health supports, better health care, and workers' rights. I would appreciate your vote on November 5th.
Welcome back into the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. Hey, Shane, from good to maybe elite. I don't know. I'm putting this team in elite. Pella is really flying.
I tell you what, you know, great program over there and many years of success, but boy, this seems like this could be a really, really good one for them.
Well, Coach Jay McKinstry is joining us. Coach, congratulations. Another big win for you guys. You are really putting things together, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Our guys played well tonight. Carlisle is always a tough game. It's so physical, and they're just a tough team to get off the field with the offense that they run. And our guys had a great effort tonight, and I thought we played very well.
Coach, what's the juice that's making this team tick so well?
I'm sorry, I'm on the bus. So I got one more time.
And I've lost my voice, Coach, so that's a bad combination. So tell us a little bit, what's the juice that's made this team roll this year? What is the real difference maker in where you guys are going this year?
That's a good question. I think our guys are just people guys that are very competitive guys. So they like to compete at a lot of things. Whether it be, you know, on the field, off the field, just competitive group. And we got to bond each other pretty well. And we got some good playmakers this year. We got guys that can do some good things and be creative and make plays better on that. And our defense just plays solid and guys get after it.
Hey, Coach, maybe give us a few of the big playmakers tonight for you guys that help you seal the win.
You know, our quarterback, Colin Kern, is just keeping getting better every week. You know, he played as a freshman on the freshman team at quarterback, and then as a sophomore, he broke his arm in game one at playing deep back. Last year, we moved into receiver because Luke Hardman was a really good quarterback for us. So this is basically Colin's first year playing quarterback, and we knew he was going to be very, very talented, a very, very talented young man, very skilled. Got a great arm and can run well, and he's just learning to keep playing. And he's learning to play the game, and he's getting better and better and executing well. And, you know, we got Tyson Barnes, Harrison Mullins at receiver. Emmanuel Deers has been running really well. Bayless Shetterly had 8 catches for us tonight at receiver. You know, the young man hasn't had many catches this year, hardly any. But, you know, we got guys that can make plays. And, I'm probably missing some guys too, but we got playmakers on offense that can do things. So we can do different things different ways. And we got a whole new offensive line. We knew that was going to take time for them to mature, and we lost everybody. So we're playing a lot of young guys, a lot of guys without much experience. We had to move some guys into there. It was appreciative of what they're doing, too, right now. So we're just starting to gel well offensively. We said defensively, we're just doing good things. We're, you know, we're getting off the field. We need to get off the field, make the plays, and we need to make plays. You know, we won 2 games by 2 points, but stopped the 2-point conversions. And so they're just finding ways to win, and that's pretty neat to see our kids do that.
Coach Shane Holmes here. Congratulations on a great season so far. And how do we keep this train rolling? You got Newton next week, a tough team. And how do you keep this thing going?
Well, we've got to keep improving. We've got to keep executing well, keep improving. And, you know, Newton, had a big night tonight with, like, 2 long touchdown runs, probably pass over 60 or 70. And he's just an incredible athlete, and Coach Andy there is just doing a great job building that program back up. Man, they're really good. They're going to be a challenge for us next week, and I think they're the team to watch for this year too. As Newton is like, they really got some good players, and I think we just need to keep executing them. We need to stay humble, we need to stay hungry. We got to keep loving each other up. I think those are 3 big things for this football team, and you just got to stay that way and have that attitude of keep improving each week and executing well and go out and play every Friday night.
Coach, congratulations. Resilient. That's how I describe Pelly. You know, backs against the wall. Shane, they have pulled off some big wins, and next week's going to be a challenge, but I really like the way this team's playing, and Coach McKinstry's got these guys believing.
They are believing.
Well, we're going to take a timeout. We're coming back here to the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance, as we wind down and finish off another week of football. Hard to believe, Shane. Hard to believe we are over halfway through the season.
It is. I tell you what, it's crazy to think. It's week 5 is in the books.
Well, we're not going to go anywhere, Shane. You know why? Because we're about to jump off into the statewide program as we pass the Albia bus. On the way home, we finally passed the bus, the roaming locker room. Oh, my gosh. You know, these bus rides home get a whole lot easier, Shane, after big wins. You think about the big win Centerville had tonight. And, boy, don't count Sheridan out. They have a heck of a football team. My coach just might as well bounce back. But some of these teams had long bus rides or having a little less time on the way back home.
Well, I got to say, buddy, I know you do your Iron Man, and I think today was an Iron Man for you between your voice and the signal and traveling and other things you had going on today. So congratulations to you.
A 2.4-mile swim and 116-mile bike ride with a marathon to follow is tough. I'm going to tell you right now, I felt like all of that times 2 tonight. But, hey, thanks to the smartest listening audience in all of America for hanging with us tonight. And thanks to all of our coaches, great coaches. And You know, half the teams tonight, Shane, like every week, go home disappointed. But you know what's next week?
It's another day. Another day.
That's what makes high school football and football in general so much fun. Well, thanks to Jacob Briggs, the best producer on the business, my good buddy Shane Holmes, all the coaches, and for all of you, make us a part of your Friday night. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock at the Coach's Corner, right here on Thunder Country KIC. Now, off to the statewide show.
The only all-digital station in southern Iowa. This is KIIC Albia and KIIC HD1.
The stadium lights are off, but the studio lights here are on. We're firing up the score machine for the fastest 90 minutes of radio in the state.
Caught at the five, in for a touchdown.
Get ready to hear all the results.
Okay, starting District 1 up north.
And District number 2 tonight.
It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show from Radio Iowa, presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now, river to river and border to border, here's Tony Adzani, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell.
And as always, our executive producer, Mr. Joe Miller, we welcome you to the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield. 30-plus radio affiliates across the state, as we get you all the final scores from all the games and all the classes from 5A to Class 8 player each and every Friday night. The Coach's Hotline is brought to you by the Stethoscope at stethoscope.com. And the rankings, as always, we use are those of Radio Iowa at radioiowa.com. And Mr. Wendell Campbell, Mr. John Martinson, how are you tonight?
Wendell, you're back.
I'm back.
Yeah.
I am. I've had my fill of shrimp and grits and fried green tomatoes and pimento cheese. But great to be back in the Midwest on midseason, week 5. Guys out in the combines probably tonight. I know with the dew setting in, they may not be cooking beans. I was worked a junior high game yesterday, and it was hard to find a bean field around us that still had beans in it. They've been very, very productive.
And the corn's been coming out, too, as of the last, I think it started last week, really. I saw some combines harvesting corn.
It's a different kind of Friday Night Lights.
Very driving
home and you see them on the horizon.
Yeah. And also, hey guys, you know, last week I talked about homecoming. Of course, we got homecoming going on again this week. And I just hope people didn't take my implications wrong. I was talking about, you know, all the stuff that goes on during homecoming. Joe, I hope you didn't get any hate mail from people because I was saying, you know, how much coaches enjoy homecoming. You know,
Did you get any more hate mail on John than normal?
It was so...
Just wondering.
Whatever he's talking about was so unnoteworthy, I don't even know what he's talking about.
I have not a clue.
I was talking about the Spirit Week and all the things that go on. The coaches just, you know, want to get homecoming out of the way.
Were you holding this all week, John?
He hasn't slept in 7 days because of this. So
I'm thinking about this. I was driving out and about and doing my, you know, doing the voodoo I usually do during the week.
Well, the great thing is it is some homecoming weeks, and there's a lot of the great football games that are happening, people coming back, seeing, you know, midweek or mid, you know, they've got spirit days, you've got color days, you've got dress-up days. My daughters have been dressing up here this last week for that.
So. And I know of a radio station that used to interview homecoming king and queen candidates, for goodness sakes, and play them on the air. That's a long time ago and so far away.
Probably the station you worked for. Speaking of which, one of our new affiliates, KOTM, they've got to be proud of this Ottumwa squad.
Absolutely.
Longest winning streak in Class 5A, 7 games.
And we had to go back a long ways in the book to find when the last time they started a season 5-0.
Yep. By the way, Bex Hybrids, they'll sponsor, of course, our athletes. This season, Bex is recognizing student athletes who are not just stars in athletics, but players who show heart in school, at work, in their communities, and in the ag industry. Todd Kim will have this week's player or players with heart, as usual, coming up at the first break mark. But right now, let's get to the scoreboard. Let's start in Class 5A tonight. We've got a lot of scores in already, first time around. And in Class 5A, by the way, across the state tonight, Class 5A is in group play. The rest of the state calls it district, and they are all in district play tonight.
And 5A is completely in shambles. I think you could just take a bunch of darts and throw at the wall to do rankings in 5A, because every week we've seen a a turnover at number one has been defeated. If I'm a coach in 5A, I almost don't even want the number one ranking, even if I do feel like I have the best team, because it is absolute pandemonium at 5A.
Well, we will keep the number one team next week for the first time in 3 weeks for us. Dowling Catholic, top-ranked team, coming out of Group 1 tonight, a 37-0 victory over Des Moines Roosevelt. It was Ankeny Centennial, ranked 7th by Radio Iowa. They defeated Des Moines East 44-7, and Urbandale picks up their second win of the year and their first in group play, 42-7 over Sioux City North. In group number two, the three-time defending champs, the Rams of Southeast Polk, ranked number 6, defeated Sioux City East tonight, 48-3. Johnston knocked off number 4 Waukee, who was number 1 until last week's loss. They go back-to-back on the losing column. Johnston wins tonight, 21-7, and it was Des Moines Lincoln falling to Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, who are 4-1, 41-7. In group number 3, undefeated, number 3 ranked Bettendorf, a 30-12 win tonight over Dubuque Hempstead. This was a big one last night. Iowa City City High defeated Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 43-42, the final there. If you don't hear your scores, by the way, you can reach us on X at Iowa Scoreboard. Get us your final scores as we go through the scores. Continuing on in 5A, and we go to group number 4, where number 2, West Des Moines Valley, knocks off Ames, 49-14. Waukee Northwest tonight rolls over Waterloo West, 49-21. Waterloo West was one of the 4 unbeatens in Class 5A. They fall out of that ranks tonight. And Atoma, as we were speaking, they improved to 5-0 with a 42-28 win over Marshalltown tonight. You had something to saw your arm up.
Well, I have an update in Group 3. We just got a final in thanks to Kevin Cunningham. Davenport North shut out Davenport Central 39-0 there.
All right. Group number 5 in a battle of top 10s, and it was a good one. Number 8, Linmar of Marion, improves to 4-1, 28-27 winners over Cedar Falls. Number 5, Pleasant Valley, rolls over Dubuque Senior 49-6. And last night it was Muscatine defeating Davenport West 35-6. Finishing up in Class 5A in Group number 6, ninth-rated Iowa City City High survives over Prairie of Cedar Rapids tonight to improve to 4-1, 26-21. It was Ankeny 38, Iowa City West 22, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson falls out of the ranks of the unbeaten as they fall to Cedar Rapids Washington tonight, 30-27. So two teams in Class 5A remain unbeaten now.
I don't think in 8 years, this is our 8th year doing this show, I can never recall a first segment where we have had every single score from 5A. There's always been that one, and we've even had some games tonight that have gone late, but this is the first time we have had all 5A scores in the first segment. It's never happened before.
Well, we don't have them all in 4A, but let's get to the 4A scores, starting in District number 1 tonight, where Fort Dodge now 4-1, 36-0 winners over Dennis and Schleswig, and Spencer defeats Lamar's tonight, and we have a call on that one from KICD and Stephen Cutler.
Let's come back to that.
Okay, we'll come back.
Sorry about that.
By the way, Spencer wins tonight, 35-10. We'll get that report from KICD shortly. In District number 2, Decorah improves to 5-0. They defeated Mason City 41-7. That's the only score out of District 2 we have tonight. In District number 3, North Scott of Eldridge, ranked number 7 by Radio Iowa. They shut out Burlington 38-0. Another shutout, number 9, Cedar Rapids Xavier over Clinton 56-0. And a score just getting in there, Clear Creek Amana, they defeated Oskaloosa 32-13. In District number 4, we have Gilbert, number 2 ranked. They're still 5-0, one of the unbeatens in the class, 56-0 over Des Moines Hoover. Pella remains unbeaten in number 3 ranked, 34-21 winners over Carlisle. And in District number 5, North Polk stays unbeaten. They defeated Des Moines North 48-12. That was Thursday night. And a score just coming in, Newton improves to 4-1 with a 49-28 win over Bondurant Farrar.
Score alert.
Jumping back up into District 1, just a final there. There, Storm Lake defeats Sioux City West 52-15. That final just posted.
And again, we reported Spencer defeating Lamar's. Here's KICD Stephen Cutler with that report.
Spencer traveled to Lamar's tonight to open up Class 4A District 1 play. Each team's first drive ended in turnovers in the opposition's territory, but the Tigers would come back with a drive that set the tone for the rest of the evening. Miles Robbins scored on the 2-yard touchdown after a 14-play, 73-yard drive that took 7 minutes off of the clock. The Bulldogs would respond with a 30-yard field goal on their next offensive drive, but the ensuing kick was immediately taken back for a 99-yard touchdown return by Brady Vreeman for Spencer, and after the PAT was successful, Tigers led 14-3. Towards the end of the first half, on a 3rd and 15, the Spencer Tigers ran a reversed halfback pass as Brady Vreeman would hit Ryan Mathiesen for 59 yards, setting up a 2-yard touchdown run by Cam Young on the next play, and Spencer led 21-3 at the break. The Tigers would dominate time of possession in the second half. Their first second half scoring drive was a 10-play, 66-yard drive that took off 7 minutes and 8 seconds, and their final went 15 plays, 80 yards, and took 8 minutes off the clock as Spencer rolled to a 35-10 win over Lamar's tonight. For the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show and News Radio 102.5 and AM 1240 KICD, this is Stephen Cutler.
Thank you, Stephen, for that report. Let's finish up in Class 4A. We're in district number five. Let's go back to five. North Polk, again, a 48-12 win over Des Moines North. It was Ballard of Huxley tonight, 16-14 winners over 8th-rated Indianola, and Boone falls to 10th-rated ADM of Adel by the mark of 49-27.
Score alert.
Here's another score alert. Big upset in District 2 as Waverly Shellrock defeats Epworth Western Dubuque tonight, 25-6. Number 6 ranked Epworth goes down there in District 2.
All right, let's finish up Class 4A District number 6. For number 1, Lewis Central of Council Bluffs still unbeaten, the defending champs now with a 14-game winning streak, 55-15 over Glenwood. Dallas Center Grimes gets their first win tonight. They roll over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, 55-0. And Norwalk with a hard-fought victory over rival Winterset tonight by the score of 17-8. And by the way, I want to highlight a player out of the Class 4A real quick before we go to break as we look here. And he comes out of Ballard of Huxley. His name is Waka. The guy's a defensive machine. He leads Class 4A. In fact, he leads the whole state. Coming into tonight's action with 55 tackles and 10 tackles for a loss. And Ballard with that big win tonight. And I'm sure Jackson Walk and that defensive effort had a whole heck of a lot to do with it.
Absolutely. And the only score we didn't have a final in 4A, and this game's still going on right now, Marion is leading Waterloo East 31-7. That one, we got about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. But that's the only other score. Again, I can't remember another night where we've had this many finals this early in the show. So that's awesome. Thank you to the network that we have out there of people getting the scores. Kevin Cunningham out there searching it for us, and we're getting them all in there.
And
all
right. Well, and thanks to the officials. They're obviously running tight clock.
You know, Tony doesn't like me giving shouts out to those guys, but they're making sure we get these games in and then shooting me the scores.
I don't like the flag being thrown all the time. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more. We still have 3A, the Class 8 player to go through one time, and the Bex Hybrid athlete, player with heart feature coming up as well. We'd like to thank those on KOTM 99.7 in Ottumwa, on KIIC 96.7 Thunder Country in Albia, KLGA Hometown Radio in Algona, and KSWI FM Southwest Iowa's Classic Rock in Atlantic, some of our great affiliates throughout each and every Friday night as we come to you from 10 to 11:30, and we're powered by Learfield.
On your way home from the game, watch for deer. More highlights, scores, coaches, affiliate reports, and more next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you, so you're never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another.
Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out. What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy. So students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
From week one, all the way to the playoffs, no one covers the boys of fall better. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
And welcome back, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson. I'm Tony Anseni, our executive producer, Mr. Joe Millage. We again like to thank those on KOTM 97.7 FM in Ottumwa, KSOM, all the best country in Audubon, and in Boone on KWBG AM 1590 and 101.5 FM, where we believe in Boone, some more of our great affiliates. Each and every week we have our Player with Heart feature, and here's Todd Kim with this week's Players with Heart.
This season, Bex is recognizing student-athletes that are not just a star in athletics, but a player that shows heart in school, at work, through the community, and in the ag industry. Addison Poppin of Webster City will miss her senior season in volleyball and basketball due to ACL injury, but she's maintaining a positive attitude.
I am still going to volleyball practices and going to all the games to encourage my teammates, because I realize that they also need me there cheering them on, like I have been since middle school and like fourth grade.
Olivia Primrose of Vinton Shellsburg learned the value of hard work by watching her father on the farm.
He'll never give up. He just puts everything into it. And like, we kind of grew up with the attitude that if it needs to get done, it'll get done. It'll get done right the first time.
Olivia is hoping to qualify for the state cross-country meet and state track and field championships for the second straight year. She's also passing along her love for running by helping with a youth cross-country camp.
And it's really fun to watch kids get excited about it. And, like, I can show them, like, what I know and how I love the sport and hope it passes down to them.
Growing up on a farm has taught Azaria McDonough of Central Springs the value of hard work and persistence. As a four-sport athlete who competes in volleyball, basketball, track, and softball, she's in season year-round.
I feel like it's easier for me to just, like, get everything done versus when I'm not in a season. Then I feel like I have all the time in the world, and sometimes I don't really have all the time in the world. So I really like being busy because it helps me manage my time better.
Nominate a student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart. Now back to the scores.
All right, thank you. Before we get to the 3A scores, I want to highlight a player out of Ottumwa. With their 5-0 start this year, before tonight, Cameron Mannery of Ottumwa had 949 yards rushing to lead Class 5A. So I'm sure tonight he went over that 1,000-yard mark in the victory as they improved to 5-0. But no further ado, the voice of John Martinson in Class 3A.
All right, let's start with District 1. There are five unbeatens coming into tonight in Class 3A. One of them went down because we had a battle of unbeatens tonight. We'll get to that here in just a moment. In District 1, Sergeant Bluff Luton, they're pretty good. They put a knot on the noggin of Harlan last week, did the same to Boyden Hall Rock Valley tonight for the number 8 SBL Warriors, 42-7. MOC Floyd Valley falling to Carroll Public, 41-21. And Sioux City Bishop Heelan, the Crusaders over Sioux Center and the Warriors, 21-3. Kaysen Thomas had all three touchdown runs for Heelan. All were over 50 yards. So once again, he's making a case in point. Okay, I know. Drum rap, please.
We might get hate mail on that.
Come on. All right. One of the unbeatens, Algona, top ranked, are the Bulldogs, 53-25 over Charles City. Clear Lake, they were top ranked last week, falling to Waverly Shell Rock. They're number 5 this week. They come back and beat Webster City for the Lions, 49-21. And number 7, Humboldt, goes to 4-1, 28-10 over Hampton Dumont Cal. District 3, 5-0 now is number 4, Waller Catholic of Dubuque, 43-0 over Center Point Urbana. 6th-ranked Independence goes to 4-1, 39-3 over Central DeWitt. The only score we don't have, West Delaware and Maquoketa at Iowa Scoreboard on X, please, between the Hawks and Maquoketa. District 4 tonight, 10th-ranked Mount Vernon, 59-0 over Mount Pleasant. You had Washington going to 4-1, 35-0 over Keokuk, and Davenport Assumption in District 4, knocking off Fort Madison 42-19. District 5, second-ranked Williamsburg, 54-14 over South Tama, the Trojans. In the Battle of Unbeatens, Grinnell had a 7-0 lead early at Solon, as Solon has a happy homecoming. They scored 26 unanswered for the number 3 Spartans. They defeat Grinnell 26-7. Grinnell coach Adam Haydenfeld coaching at the place where he matriculated here several years ago. Benton Community, a winner tonight, 29-14 over Fairfield to wrap up District 5. We have all the scores in District 6. Nevada and the Cubs, 55-0 over Perry. Thanks to my nephew Alex Dio keeping me on top of the score of that win by the Cubs. They go to 4-1. Same for Atlantic as they defeat Knoxville 56-21. And Crescent outlasting Harlan. When was the last time Harlan started a year 2-3? Creston 43-42 over the Cyclones. Those are the scores in Class 3A.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more 2A, 1A, A, and A player scores as well. And we thank those listening each and every Friday night on KSCH, KCHE. I'm going to get my brain squared away. KCHE AM and FM, classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s in Cherokee. KROS AM 1340, 105.9 FM, your total source in Clinton. And on the river in Decorah and Waukon, KDEC 94.9 and 99.1 FM. Back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
More shockers, highlights, interviews, and final scores are next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most, our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation. that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids, live from the Iowa High School Scoreboard Studio.
All right, back with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, yours truly, Tony Etzeni, and our executive producer, Mr. Joe Millage. We'd like to thank those on KDSN-FM, The Hive in Denison, on KRNT 102.1 FM and AM 1350 ESPN in Des Moines, and in Estherville, Killer Bee Country, K-I-L-R.
I can't wait for the T-shirt.
I knew that was coming. That's why I had the pregnant pop. By the way, the only score we didn't report in Class 4A is now final. Marion defeated Waterloo East 31-7. Let's get to Class 2A, Wendell Campbell.
And we're going to kick off with probably the game of the night in Class 2A. District 1, Neil Cruz reporting on this one here. Cherokee and Central Line, Georgia Little Rock. It takes it to overtime. Cherokee gets the win 16-13. It has been since 2006. I guarantee you there were very few of the players on the field tonight that were born the last time the Cherokee won this one. But we got Neil Cruz reporting out of District 1.
Neil Cruz reporting for KCHE Radio out of Cherokee for Radio Iowa Scoreboard. A top 10 matchup in Class 2A tonight as number 10 Cherokee goes up to take on number 7 juror Central Lion George Little Rock. Central Lion gets on the board first at the 9-11 mark. A 3-yard touchdown run by Kramer. The extra point is good. 7-0. Jake Hurd catches a 15-yard touchdown pass from Jackson Polsard for Cherokee at the 3:53 mark in the first quarter. The extra point is no good, and Central Lion leads 7-6. A field goal by Cobb from Central Lion makes it a 10-6 ball game. And then in the third quarter, Cherokee gives up some more yards. Cobb hits another field goal with a minute 47 left, a 31-yarder this time to make it 13-6 Central Lion. And with a minute 32 left, Jake Hurd catches a 34-yard touchdown pass from Jackson Polsrud to tie the game with the extra point to make it 13-13, and we go overtime. Central Lion gets the ball first. They fumble on third down. Cherokee recovers and has the ball. They score. They win. Coy Lewis attempts a 34-yard field goal on fourth down, puts it through the uprights, but Central Lion had called a timeout to ice the kicker. Out of the timeout, Coy Lewis, ice in his veins, puts it through from 34 yards. Cherokee upends number 7 rated Central Lion, George Little Rock, 16-13 in a game that featured two top 10 teams in Rock Rapids. Cherokee 16, Central Lion George Little Rock 13. Cherokee advances to 4-1 on the season. Central Lion drops to 3-2. Neil Cruz reporting for Radio Iowa Scoreboard, KCHE Radio out of Cherokee.
And if you look at this District 1, this was the district last year, three ranked teams for a very big portion of the year. You've got three ranked teams right now, Cherokee not being one of them, and they just defeated the number 7 team. Other finals in District 1, West Lyon, your number 2 team in Class 2A. They moved to 5-0 with a 14-0 shutout of number 10 Western Christian. Western Christian probably going to fall out of the rankings for next week. The other final in District 1 saw Unity Christian over Sheldon 52-20. Let's move down to District 2, and that's where number 1 in Class 2A Spirit Lake moves to 4-1, 42-7 over Okoboji. We had Zarin Eggsdahl there tonight at Forest City as they took on Garner Hayfield Ventura. Zarin Eggsdahl with K-I-O-W.
Thanks, guys. Good evening to you in the studio. As it was homecoming here in 4A City 2024, a renewed rivalry between the Cardinals of GHV and the Indians of 4A City, 75th time all time. We go to halftime at 7-7. 4A City had a 63-yard touchdown pass from Ty Delivery to Carson Hall. In the first half, GHV Lucas Krall broke off a 58-yard run for a touchdown in the first half, sent us to halftime at 7-all. Third quarter is where it all happened. 4A City takes the opening drive in the third quarter. They go 11 plays, 45 yards. Can't score, though. They get the field goal, 25-yard field goal, makes it 10-7. Indians on their next drive after getting a stop of GHV. They go 12 plays, 53 yards, and finally punch it in. Forest City feeling good now in the fourth quarter, 17-7, 8:46 left in the game. And GHV in the I formation, they're a run-heavy team, only 38 pass attempts coming into this season. Forest City feeling pretty good at this point with only 8:46 to play. But the Cardinals, they don't need the offense. Gage Cones goes 96 yards on the ensuing kickoff to make it a 17-14 ball game. Just like that, GHV right back into it. But the Indians, four plays into the drive after the kickoff return for a touchdown. Carson Hall for a second time in the game. This time he goes 77 yards from Ty Dillavue on the pass, 24-14, which would be our final score. But did get a little interesting late. GHV breaks off another long run after Forest City had him back to third down and 16 from their own 14. The Indians at that point were thinking, hey, let's get a stop and a quick score, try to get to that 17-point mark. But Lucas Crawl breaks off another 64-yard rush just for a big first down this time, trying to set GHV up towards the end zone with under 4 minutes to play. But the Indians 2-3 overall. The Indians will host Clarion Goldfield Dows next week, whereas Garner Hayfield Ventura, they will continue on the road as they go to Okoboji, trying to bounce back after this loss to the Indians here tonight. Back to you guys in the studio. I'm Zeron Agostel for the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Thanks there, Zeron. All right, the other finals in District 6 there, Esterville-Lincoln Central 18-6 over Clarion Goldfield Dows, reported by my Killer Bee Country. District 3, and that's where number 9, North Fayette Valley tonight. Wins it 35-0, shut out of Osage. O-line back on the field tonight after just low numbers and injuries, but they're defeated tonight by New Hampton, 41-18. I believe that was homecoming in New Hampton tonight. Crestwood to Crestover walk on tonight, 32-16. District 4, still two unbeatens there, and they both won tonight. Northeast Goose Lake moves to 5-0, 48-7 over Monticello. And, I'm sorry, one will not be, and that's where Western Liberty defeated number 8, Anamosa, tonight, 28-14. The other final in District 4 saw Comanche over Tipton, 24-21. District 5, that's where we had West Burlington Notre Dame 21-19 over Mediapolis. Albia shuts out Central Lee Donaldson, one that was undefeated, so another one goes down there, 14-0. The Blue Demons win it tonight. District 6, still looking for a final on the PCM, number 3 out of Class 2A. Iowa Falls Alden shuts out Vinton Shelsburg 30-0. West Marshall over Jessup 45-13. District 7, and that's where number 4 team out of Class 2A, Van Meter, rolls all over Clark tonight, 56-0. Clarinda over Interstate 35, 33-0. And Sheraton and Centerville, 34-14 in District 7. District 8, number 5, Kemper Catholic over Greene County, 28-0. Roland Story big over Southeast Valley, 42-17. And Des Moines Christian rolls all over Sadell, 56-0. Those are all finals in Class 2A.
All right. When we started the night, we had 44 unbeaten. Unofficially, 7 have dropped tonight. We're down to 37 in counting, and we'll still have some finals to get to you, and we'll get you more 1A, A and A player first time around. We'll get the scores, some more affiliate reports, as well as coaches' interviews on the Coaches Online. KIOW-FM, the best mix and more in Forest City. KBKB, Fox Sports 104.5 FM and AM 1360 in Fort Madison. And KNOD, Cool Gold 105 FM in Harlan. Three more of our great affiliates to bring the statewide scoreboard show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
From West Union to East Marshall, from North Liberty to South Tama. We've got more coming up on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you are never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy. So students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Tony, John, Wendell, they're back with more results from around the great state of Iowa. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
And thank you for listening on KMCH-FM, Eastern Iowa's high school sports play-by-play leader in Manchester, in Sioux City on KSCJ, 1360 AM and 94.9 FM, and KSOU, the voice of Northwest Iowa sports, in Sioux Center. More of our great affiliates as we come to you from 10 to 11:30 with all the scores. We left off with 1A first time around. John Martinson, take it away.
Six unbeatens. We'll tell you that all six held serve tonight. Let's start with District 1, number 4, OABCIG, 26-0 over Ridgeview. They go to 4-1. MVAOCOU falling to West Sioux of Haywarden, 20-14. And Hinton, 45-21 over Lawton Bronson. District 2, Emmitsburg going to 5-0 for the number 3 Ehawks over Sioux Central, 50-6. East Central and Pocahontas area in action in District 2. From KDSN with a report is Noah Caruso.
In Pocahontas for their homecoming as the Pocahontas area Indians played host to the East Sac County Raiders in district play. And led by a huge second half, it was the East Sac County Raiders pulling away with a 27-0 win over the Indians of Pocahontas area. East Sac County improves to 2-3 on the season while the Indians fall to 0-5 on the year. Leading the way for both ball clubs, it was Logan Shiflett leading the way with 82 rushing yards on 21 carries. Carson Bunda went 8 of 22 throwing the football with an interception and 99 passing yards. And for the East Sac County Raiders, Sam Julin rushing for 2 touchdowns in this ball game with 80 yards rushing on 10 carries and was 9 of 15 for 136 yards and throwing touchdown in this ball game as well. And Landon Grindle finished with 121 rushing yards on 18 carries with a touchdown. Leading receiver for East Sac County was Asher Lawler for 78 receiving yards on 6 receptions and a touchdown. The 2-3 Raiders will hit the road to take on Eagle Grove next week, while the 0-5 Indians play host to ranked Emmitsburg next week. For Radio Iowa and KDSN Sports, this is Noah Caruso on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, thank you, Noah. Also, back to that West Sioux win over MVAOCOU. Thanks to at Benjamin Buza for getting us that score on Twitter. Also tonight, you had Manson Northwest Webster and Eagle Grove in District 2 from KQWC. Report from Quinn Douglas.
Eagle Grove falls on homecoming on Friday night to Manson Northwest Webster by a final of 38-0. Manson Northwest Webster took the football first in Eagle Grove tonight as Camden Berkey capped off the opening drive with a 13-yard touchdown run to make it 8-0 with the two-point conversion. The Eagles would not get anything going on their ensuing drive, and with 10:16 left in the second quarter, the Cougars mounted a long 80-plus yard drive that resulted in a 16-yard touchdown run by fullback Cooper Harmon with 10:16 to go in the first half to make it 16-0. The Cougars would get one more score on the board with 2:27 to go in the second quarter on a Camden Berkey 11-yard touchdown run, his second of the night, to make it 24-0 with a two-point conversion. Third quarter, Eagle Grove got the ball to start, and they did not do anything with it. Cougars were stopped on a turnover, but however, the Cougars got the ball back, and Logan Moline went to the air on the first play of the drive to receiver Matt Condon for a 40-yard touchdown pass to make it 31-0. Manson Northwest Webster with the extra point, and then finally with 2:29 to go in the third quarter, the Cougars put the finishing touches on things as Matt Condon took a single wing spinner back snap and took it off right edge for a 12-yard touchdown run to make it 38-0, the final, as Eagle Grove drops to 0-5 on the season. They return to action next Friday when they host East Sac County in Class 1A District 2 action. Reporting for KQWC and the Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, this is Quinn Douglas.
All right, thanks, Quinn. In District 3, Dyke New Hartford 48-6 over Central Springs. You've got Abilene and Parkersburg over Denver 42-7, and MFL Marmac 28-15 over Sumner Fredericksburg. In District 4, not all the unbeatens held serve, so as it turned out, Albernett.
I had to take it to further review. Yes. We went under the hood for that one.
Thank you, Raph. Appreciate that. Albernett, the Pirates, not surprised by who won or lost. Albernett's a one-loss team. The Pirates, in a battle of Pirates, I might say, 47-6 over previously unbeaten and number 9 ranked Hudson.
Could this have been a battle at sea?
Quite possibly. There you go. Okay. And number 6 Hudson spoiling East Marshall's homecoming 48-0 in LeGrand tonight, beating East Marshall. District 5, it was number 2 Wilton, one of the unbeatens, 45-7 over Durant. You've got 7th ranked Regina of Iowa City over Cascade 21-7, and Beckman Catholic of Dyersville, the Blazers, 41-13 over West Branch. In District 6, we'll try to get Jared Jensen on tonight as Sigourney Kyoto ranked 10th over Pleasantville tonight, 33-7. Colfax Mingo winning their first game of the year for the Tigerhawks, 39-0 over Cardinal Veldon. And Pella Christian, 57-14 over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont in District 6. District 7, South Hamilton, 38-0 over Nottoway Valley. You have Des Moines, or Grandview Christian of Des Moines, 20-14 over West Central of Stewart. And Woodward Granger, 49-20 over Ogden. We got all the final scores in this first segment in Class 1A. And in District 8, 8th-ranked AHSTW of Avoca falling to Trainer tonight, 28-7. It was Underwood, 28-7 over Shenandoah. And Red Oak over Missouri Valley, 44-6. Those are the Class 1A scores.
All right, let's get to Class A scores, and Wendell Campbell, the ref, with them.
Here we go, and we're still pulling some of these in on Class A. In District 1, we saw Galen Catholic tonight over Akron Westfield, 49-20. Kingsley Pearson over Hartley Melvin Sanborn in a non-district game, 40-12, Kingsley. MMCRU defeated Sibley Ochiden tonight, 24-19, and it took overtime at Alta Aurelia, and they get the better part of South O'Brien, 34-33. Moving to District 2, and that's where your number 2 team in Class A, they stay undefeated on the season. West Hancock over West Fork, Battle of the West there, 48-0, West Hancock. Number 3, Nashville Plainfield tangled with number 6, St. Ansgar tonight, and the St. Ansgar goat comes away with a victory, 27-7. Reported by Killerby Country here tonight, 2, Lake Mills over North Union, 34-14, all those in District 2, Class A. Moving to District 3, South Winneshiek over AGWSR, 42-7. North Butler shuts out BCLUW in the Comets tonight, 22-0. North Tama defeats Wapsie Valley, 22-13. Moving to District 9, saw Maquoketa Valley roll all over Clayton Ridge tonight, 54-0. My buddy Mitch Driscoll was the white hat in this game here at Starmont, his debut at the referee position. And Starmont defeats North Cedar tonight, 46-0. Shout out to my buddy Mitch. District 5 had 2 unbeatens there, where number 4 Lisbon and number 8 Pekin tangled. Both of those coming in tonight at 4-0. And Lisbon and the Lions get the better part of the Panthers tonight, 28-15. The other final in District 5 saw Columbus Community over Highland Riverside, 48-14. Moving to District 6, and a good matchup here, a non-district game. Number 10 Earlham, they defeat number 5 Madrid, 21-14. That would be the second loss on the year for Madrid. District games in District 6 saw Linville Sully hold off Wayne of Corden, 37-30. Mount Air rolls big over North Mahaska, and the Raiders defeat the Warhawks tonight 40-6, and Central Decatur over Martinsdale St. Mary's 20-15. District 7 undefeated number 1 ACGC gets the win tonight on the road. High scoring affair though, 50-42, but ACGC will stay undefeated in that top spot in Class A. South Central Calhoun 3 better than ICAM Manning 16-13 in District 7. District 8, the final district here in Class A, saw number 7 Woodbury Central taken into overtime by St. Albert County Council Bluffs, and Woodbury gets the win tonight 35-27. The other finals, District 8, Westwood over West Monona, battle of the West there 38-8. Westwood with the win tonight, and Tri-Center shuts out Logan Magnolia 37-0. Those are all finals in Class A.
All right, we'll get to 8 player first time around. We'll do it all again from 5A to 8 player, but when we come back, we're going to get on the coach's hotline brought to you by the Stethoscope at stethoscope.com, and we'd like to thank those listening on KICD. Your information station in Spencer, News Radio 102.5 FM, AM 1240, and Big Country 107.7. KUOO 103.9 FM, the campus in Spirit Lake, KAYL FM 101.7, the mix in Storm Lake, KWAY AM 1470, and 96.3 FM, K-Way Sports Network in Waverly, and in Webster City on Q95 KQWC. Back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 1130. And powered by Learfield.
More scores coming up from 5A to 8 player and everything in between on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you own firearms, it's your responsibility to make sure they're always stored safely. Hiding them in a closet or drawer is not enough. Kids know where they are. Research shows the risk of injury and death is lower if guns are stored unloaded and locked up, with the ammunition locked in a separate place. This is important when children are young, as well as when they grow into teenagers. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Scores, interviews, and more. Now back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
All right, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Etzeni. We left off with the scores from 8 player to be done first time around, and the ref, the voice, Wendell Campbell.
Back from the Far East, and I'm glad to be back here in the Midwest tonight. Let's go to District 1. What's that?
For a few hours, you got to get up early, and yeah. we're not allowed to tell people where you're going to be officiating tomorrow. But
I can just say I've got to get up, and I will head east again tomorrow, but not quite as far east as I was here last week.
Your crew has to get up a lot earlier than you.
Yeah, I've got half my crew coming out of Kansas City. They will be leaving somewhere between 3:30 and 4 a.m. tomorrow to head that way. So, District 1, an 8-player, your number 3 team, St. Mary's Remsen, they moved to 5-0 in the season, 50-6 over Newell Fonda. It was Woodbine moving to 5-0 over Arweva and the Rockets, 40-20 Woodbine. Boyer Valley big over Sydney tonight, 48-6, and Siouxland Christian and West Harrison went into overtime, and West Harrison 2 points better, 46-44, high scoring affair there in 2 overtimes. District 2 saw number 1 Bishop Garrigan of Algona move to 5-0 on the season, 17-0 over Rockford. Oh, I'm sorry, that was a forfeited game tonight, so they did not play, but they did get the win. GTRA and St. Edmunds went into overtime, and GTRA wins it tonight 54-26. Tim Peterson with Q102 was at Harris Lake Park tonight as West Bend Mallard went on the road to take on HLP. Here is Tim Peterson.
West Bend Mallard traveled over to Harris Lake Park to take on the Wolves tonight. West Bend Mallard came in with a record of 1-3. Harris Lake Park at 2-2. West Bend Mallard's Austin Schmidt, the quarterback, will take off for a run in the first quarter of 32 yards for the first score of the game. And it was 6-0 at the end of the first quarter. They added a field goal. It was 9-0. West Bend Mallard kept the foot on the gas. They got a touchdown run once again by Austin Schmidt of 40 yards, and then a 6-yard run by Austin Schmidt. And then Eli Hampson of West Bend Mallard would get a 6-yard touchdown run at the half. It was 31-0. The Wolves didn't end up scoring until the fourth quarter. They got a couple long passes from their quarterback Ahrensdorf to Ethan Harper of 44 yards, and then another one to Harper for 50 yards. The Wolves couldn't get any closer to that. They ended up throwing a pick six that was returned once again by Austin Schmidt, who's a thorn in the side of the Wolves tonight. He runs it back for 96 yards and is the final score of the game. West Bend Mallard all over Harris Lake Park tonight. Final score, 51-12. For Radio Iowa, this is Tim Peterson on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
I love how Tim builds himself up for that. So love the report. Thank you, Tim, and Q102 for reporting that one tonight. The other final in District 2 saw Northwood Kinsett 33-20 over North Iowa. Moving to District 3, and that's where Don Bosco, your number 4 team in Class 8 player, moves to 5-0 in the season, 70-6 as they roll over West Central Maynard. Number 9, Key of Lansing, goes down to Riceville tonight, 65-44. Riceville moves to 4-1 on the season. Central Cater shut out Waterloo Christian 44-0, and Clarksville big over Turkey Valley 60-24 in non-district play there in District 4. Or in District 3, moving to District 4, and that's where Gladbrook Rhinebeck, they take down undefeated Janesville 4-0 here tonight, and I think we have a report from K-Way's Taylor Nitz for this one.
Well, we had a heck of a matchup tonight out of Class 8, man, in the K-Way game of the week as the 4-0 Janesville Wildcats took on the 3-1 Gladbrook Rhinebeck Rebels. The Rebels' lone loss on the season came to highly ranked Don Bosco in the opening week of the season. And these two teams, GR and Janesville, well, they came out throwing absolute haymakers at one another. In fact, the two teams would combine to score on every single drive of the first half, save for one. The team that did not score on one of their first half drives was the Wildcats of Janesville, and therefore GR had the halftime lead 35-26. Came out in the third quarter. Of course, we're going to score a whole bunch more points. No, we're not. We're not going to score a single point, in fact, in the third quarter, although GR would score in the first 5 seconds of the fourth quarter to go up 41-26. Now, Janesville had a narrow path back into this ballgame as a snap on a punt went over the punter's head. Big Gabe Meany picked up the loose ball and rumbled into the end zone, making it 41-32 at that point. The Wildcats would go for two, but come up empty, and then GR would tack on a late touchdown to finish this one off by a score of 49-32. A couple of big performances for GR. Hudson Clark, wide receiver that they use in a whole bunch of different ways. He and quarterback Drew Eilers both had 3 touchdowns on the night, and Janesville quarterback Dane Appleby, he had a great night, 3 touchdowns for him as well. But again, it is GR who get the victory 49-32. Reporting for K-Way Radio, I'm Taylor Nitz.
Thanks for that report, Taylor. The other finals in District 4 tonight saw Tripola roll over GMG 58-0. Moving to District 5, Edgewood Colesburg moves to 5-0 in the season, 52-8 over Lone Tree. Central City over Calumas Wheatland, 82-27, and Springville over Midland, Wyoming, 55-15. District 6 saw New London over HLV Tri-County tonight, 54-38. Waco over Easton Valley, 44-15. That is a non-district game there. And Winfield Mount Union over English Valleys 60-18. Number 6 Iowa Valley had the bye with this week. They will stay at 5-0 before they play in week number 6. District 7, Moravia rolls over Twin Cedars Bussey 49-0. Montezuma over BGM of Brooklyn 46-27. And number 9 Belle Plaine stays at 5-0 as they also had the bye here this week. District 8 saw 4-0 Lennox move to 5-0 with a 58-0 defeat of East Union. Number 7 Bedford moves to 4-1 with a 76-6 victory victory over Mormon Trail. And number 10, Southeast Warren, they moved to 5-0, 58-18 over Murray. District 9 saw Audubon and the Wheelers move to 5-0, 64-6 over Coon Rapids Baird. Colonesco, 2 points better than Baxter tonight. This is a basketball score here. The Royals, 50-48 over the Baxter Bolts. And Collins Maxwell, 46-42 over Glidden Ralston. Moving over to District 10, and that's number 8, Cam Avenida over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 32-30. Cam coming in number 8 as they move to 4-1 on the season. Griswold over Stanton Essex, 54-44. And the final score in Class 8 player District 10 tonight, Fremont Mills over East Mills. Battle of the Mills, 44-14 goes to Fremont Mills here tonight.
All right, and we're joined in the winner's circle with the head coach of the Lisbon Lions, Coach Dylan Hastings, as number 4, Lisbon defeats number 8, Pekin, 28-15. And, Coach, congratulations. A nice win for Lisbon tonight. This was a game I think you pretty much led from start to finish.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for having us on. You know, it was a great battle tonight with our offense and defense. You know, Pekin's a great team. They come out and they, you know, kind of what you're going to get with them with that Will Adam kid. And that was kind of our focus this week is shutting him down and making big plays defensively. And then when we get the opportunity on offense, we got to drive the ball down the field and score. And very proud of the way our boys did that tonight.
Yeah, and talking of your defense, you know, so far this season, you've only allowed, I believe, around 30 points total for the season coming into week 5. So your defense definitely has been showing up big and giving, you know, maybe not have to score so many points on the offensive side.
Right, yeah. We focus a lot on tackling and turnovers. That's a big emphasis for us and flying around. I tell the boys that we got to create chaos with our defense and swarm and get to the ball. And, you know, when we get two guys to the ball, then we got to start ripping and we got to try and get that ball out. And they're just tough. We got a great defensive line that can play tough in the trenches. And then our linebackers do a great job of scraping and our DBs don't let anything get behind them. So, just all around great effort, great kids.
Talking to Lisbon head coach Dylan Hastings. Coach, what's up next for the Lions?
Yeah, you know, we gotta focus. You know, every week we focus on 1-0. So we're gonna go back to the drawing board. I told the boys tonight after our game, we kind of control our own fate at this point. So we gotta come out and have a good week of practice, and we're gonna go down and face a good Wapello team coming up here, and we just gotta get prepared, have a good week of practice, and 1-0 on the week. That's the plan.
Very good. Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win, and hopefully we're hearing more great things about Lisbon football down the road here in 2024.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for your coverage.
You bet. Thank you, Coach. That's Dylan Hastings on the Steffes Group Coaches Hotline, selling land and equipment for 65 years. The Steffes Group is one of the nation's fastest-growing auction companies with locations all throughout the Midwest and Rocky Mountain regions. Visit them at steffesgroup.com.
All right. Hour number 1 in the books. We're still going to get through 5A and 8 player. We're going to have to do a rapid fire in the next half hour, but we'll do our best to get you all the scores from all the games. Each and every Friday night, we come to you from 10 to 11:30, and we're always powered by Learfield, and the rankings used throughout the Iowa High School show are those of Radio Iowa at RadioIowa.com. And, of course, we'd like to thank Bex Hybrids for sponsoring our highlight with Todd Kim on The Player with Heart. Again, hour number 2, or the last half hour, will come up here shortly. That's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night, 10 to 11:30. And we are powered by Learfield with over 35 affiliates across this great state of Iowa.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events, some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy. So students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Keeping you company on your drive home from the game. Let's get back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrid. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
All right, back with the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, yours truly, Tony Etzeni, with Joe Millage, our executive producer. Thanks to Kevin Cunningham with the scores. And let's get to them so we can try to get to them second time around. Class 5A, Group 1, Dowling Catholic 37, Des Moines Roosevelt 0. 44-7 over Des Moines East, and Urbandale 42-7 winners over Sioux City North. In Group 2, Southeast Polk 48, Sioux City East 3, Johnston 21, Waukee 7, and Council Bluffs 8, Lincoln 41, Des Moines Lincoln 7. Group 3, it was Bettendorf 30, Dubuque Hempstead 12, Bettendorf one of two unbeatens remaining. Iowa City City High on Thursday night defeated Kennedy of Cedar Rapids 43-42, and Davenport North 39-0 winners over Davenport Central. In Group number 4, West Des Moines Valley 49, Ames 14. It was Waukee Northwest 49, Waterloo West 21, and Atumal remains unbeaten, 42-28 winners over Marshalltown. In group number 5, it was Linmar of Marion over Cedar Falls, 28-27. Pleasant Valley 49-6 over Dubuque Senior, and Muscatine defeated Davenport West 35-6. Finishing up Class 5A in group number 6, Iowa City Liberty 26, Cedar Rapids Prairie 21, Ankeny 38-22 winners over Iowa City West, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson falls to Cedar Rapids Washington by the score of 30-27. Let's get to Class 4A, District Number 1 tonight. Fort Dodge 36, Dennis of Schleswig 0. It was Storm Lake 52-15 over Sioux City West, and Spencer defeated Lamar's 35-10. District Number 2, Decorah remains unbeaten, 41-7 over Mason City. Epworth Western Dubuque falls to Waverly Shellrock 25-6, and Marion defeated Waterloo East 31-7. In District Number 3, North Scott of Eldridge, 38-0 winners over Burlington. Ninth-rated Cedar Rapids Xavier, 56-0 over Clinton. And Clear Creek Amanda defeated Oskaloosa, 32-13. In District Number 4, where two unbeatens remain, Gilbert, one of them, 56-0 over Des Moines Hoover. Pella, the other, 34-21 over Carlisle. And it was Newton, 49, Bondurant Farrar, 28. District Number 5 in Class 4A tonight saw North Polk stay unbeaten, 48-12 over Des Moines North. Ballard of Huxley defeated Indianola 16-14, and ADM of Adel 49-27 winners over Boone. And in District Number 6, Lewis Central Council Bluffs, the defending champ, and the other unbeaten remaining, 55-15 over Glenwood. It was Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson falling to Dallas Center Grimes 50. 55-15 55-0, and Norwalk edges Winterset 17-8. All the scores from Class 5A and 4A second time around. John Martinson, Class 3A.
District 1, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton 42-7 over Boyden Hall Rock Valley. Carroll Public 41-21 over MOC Floyd Valley. Sioux City Helan 21-3 over Sioux Center. In District 2 tonight, Algona 53-25 over Charles City. Clear Lake 49-21 over Webster City. Humboldt 28-10 over Hampton Dumont Cal. District 3, it was Waller Catholic of Dubuque 43-0 over Center Point Urbana. Independence 39-3 over Central LeWitt. And West Delaware, a knot on the noggin of Maquoketa 63-3. District 4 tonight, Mount Vernon 59-0 over Mount Pleasant. Washington 35-0 over Keokuk. Davenport Assumption 42-19 over Fort Madison. District 5, Williamsburg 54-14 over South Tama. Solon, the Spartans 26-7 over Grinnell. Tigers again with 7 tonight in that District 5 game. And Benton Community pulls away from Fairfield 29-14. And finally in District 6 tonight, Atlantic and Nevada, your leaders right now with just one loss. Atlantic 56-21 over Knoxville. Nevada 55-0 over Perry. And when was the last time Harlan started 2-3? Creston 43-42 over the Cyclones. Those are Class 3A scores from tonight. And we got time. Let's go to District, let's go to Class 2A. Wendell Campbell, the ref, will bring us the scores.
Yep, let's take a look at Class 2A. District 1 saw West Line of Inwood move to 5-0 in the season over number 10 Western Christian 14-0. We heard from Neil Cruz on the Cherokee Central Line. George Little Rock is Cherokee 1-9 overtime 16-13. Unity Christian defeated Sheldon tonight 52-20, all finals in District 1. Moving to District 2, and that's where we have number 1 Spirit Lake taking on Okoboji here tonight. And Jason Jacobson, KUOO, reporting on this one.
Big matchup tonight in Milford in Class 2A District 2 as 3-1 Spirit Lake comes to town to take on 3-1 Okoboji in a Dickinson County rivalry. But Class 2A number 1 Spirit Lake shows why they are ranked that high. They win this one 42-7. Spirit Lake got touchdowns in the first half of 3 yards on the ground from Will Ditsworth, 2-yard run by Bodie Higgins, a 15-yard catch by J.D. Schneider, 17-yard run by Ditsworth, and a 3-yard run by Bodie Higgins. It was 35-0, Spirit Lake at halftime. Indians get a 93-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Jazek Miller to open up that second half to lead 42-0. Okoboji gets their lone score in the fourth quarter with 9:19 to go. It was a 13-yard touchdown run by Caleb Symington. Again, Spirit Lake defeats Okoboji 42-7. For KUOO and Radio Iowa, this is Jason Jacobs on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Thanks, Jason, for that update there. The rest of District 2 saw Forest City over Garner, Hayfield, Ventura 24-14, and Estherville, Lincoln Central over Clary and Gulf of Dallas 18-6. District 3, number 9, North Fayette Valley 35-0 shutout of Osage. New Hampton and their homecoming tonight over Oldwine 41-18, and Crestwood of Cresco 32-16 winners over Waukon in District 3. District 4, Northeast Goose Lake, Downs Monticello tonight 48-7. They stay unbeaten. Number 8, Anamosa goes down to West Liberty tonight 28-14 for their first loss of the season, and Comanche over Tipton 24-21. District 5, West Burlington Notre Dame 21-19 over Mediapolis. Mid Prairie Wellman rolls all over Davis County tonight 48-3, and Albia shuts out previously unbeaten Central Lee Donaldson 14-0. The Blue Demons get their, third win on the road for the Blue Demons tonight. District 5, PCM moves to 5-0, 53-7 over Union LaPorte City. Iowa Falls shuts out Vinton Shelsburg 30-0, and West Marshall State Center 45-13 over Jessup. District 7, number 4, Van Meter, your reigning champion in Class 2A. They win tonight 56-0 over Clark of Osceola. Clarinda runs away from the Roadrunners of I-35 tonight 33-0, and Sheraton over Centerville 34-14. Finally, in District 8, number 5, Kemper Catholic moves to 4-1, 28-0 shutout of Greene County. Roland Story 42-17, the North over South East Valley, and Des Moines Christian shuts out Sadell tonight 56-0. Those are all finals in Class 2A. 3 unbeatens remain for week number 6.
All right, we've been through 5A to Class 2A 2 times around. We'll get to 1A, A, and A player second time around when we come back. Thanks every Friday night for listening to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. We come to you every Friday night on 30-plus great affiliates across the state. And, of course, it's from 10 to 11:30, and we're powered by Learfield.
From 5A all the way to 8-player. We'll be back with more on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most, our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the IHSAA, are the 81,000 male high school sports students in Iowa. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
The boys of fall have left the field. So what happened tonight on the turf? We got you covered. Back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
All right, Joe Millage, our executive producer, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Atzeni. We've been through Class 5A to Class 2A two times around, still 1A, A and A player to get to. And with Class 1A, he is John Martinson.
Fourth-ranked OABCIG, 26-0 over Ridgeview and the Raptors. West Sioux of Haywarden over MVAOCOU, 20-14. And it was Hinton over Lawton-Brosson, 45-21. District 2, Emmitsburg and Sioux Central in action tonight. From Y100, Scott Nolte with the report.
It was homecoming tonight for the number 3-ranked Emmitsburg Ehawks as they welcome in the Sioux Central Rebels. And the week of homecoming festivities was capped off with a homecoming victory as Emmitsburg wins 50-6. Emmitsburg would score late in the first quarter to go up 6-0 after a missed extra point. Emmitsburg would score again in the second quarter with 7:14 to go on a Carson Bach 5-yard touchdown run. Went for two. It was 14-0. A couple of plays later, Sioux Central threw an interception. Emmitsburg gets the ball back, and then a few plays later, a 46-yard touchdown run by quarterback Gavin Swanson. All of a sudden, it's 21-0. After halftime, Emmitsburg receives the football, and Tyce Jenis on a 75-yard kickoff return takes it to the house. Ehawks up 28-0. On the next drive, Sioux Central answers with a touchdown by quarterback Owen Mills to make it 28-6. Ehawks get another touchdown in the third quarter and a couple more in the fourth quarter. Continuous clock and Emmitsburg wins 50-6. Led by Braden Yates with 178 yards rushing and two touchdowns. Quarterback Gavin Swanson, 130 yards rushing and a touchdown. Emmitsburg would put up 519 yards of total offense in the victory. The Ehawks are now 5-0, 2-0 in the district. They are at Pocahontas area next Friday. Sioux Central drops to 3-2, 1-1 in district play at Manson Northwest Webster next Friday. For Radio Iowa, this is Scott Nolte on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, thanks, Scott. And Emmitsburg's next opponent, Pokie Area, falling to Esack County 27-0. Northwest Webster and Manson 38-0 over Eagle Grove in District 2. District 3, it was Dyke New Hartford 48-6 over Central Springs. Avalon and Parkersburg 42-7 over Denver. MFL Marmac 28-15 over Sumner Fredericksburg. District 4, Grundy Center 48-6 over Waterloo Columbus. Columbus Catholic of Waterloo. South Hardin stays unbeaten 48-0 over East Marshall. And Albernette drops Hudson from the ranks of the unbeaten 47-6 in the Battle of Pirates. Also tonight, going to District 5, it was number 2 ranked Wilton 45-7 over Durant. You had number 7 Iowa City Regina 21-7 over Cascade. Beckman Catholic of Dyersville 41-13 over West Branch. You had Sigourney Keota 33-7 over Pleasantville in District 6. Colfax Mingo 39-0 over Cardinal of Eldon, and Pella Christian 57-14 over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. District 7 tonight, South Hamilton 38-0 over Nottoway Valley. You have West Central Valley falling to Grandview Christian 20-14, and Woodward Granger 49-20 over Ogden. Finally, in District 8 tonight, it was Trainer over AHSTW by a score of 28-7. Underwood, same score, 28-7 over Shenandoah, and Red Oak 44-8 over Missouri Valley. We mentioned tonight Sigourney Keota in the winner's circle with head coach Jared Jensen, and they're in the Cobras win over Pleasantville tonight. Coach, congratulations. A convincing win over a pretty good Pleasantville Trojan team tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, I'm just proud of our guys. Our mentality was right all week long. We knew this was going to be a tough game. It was going to be a district championship type game. And, after last year, we won that game in overtime, and we probably shouldn't have even got to overtime. So, they kind of let one drop there. We picked one up, and we knew they were going to be ready to battle tonight. And, our mindset all week was we got to just continue to be us, play tough-nosed defense, ground and pound, and, eventually wear them out. You know, we know we're going to get everybody's best shot. It's just how long can they hang with us? And, they hung around the whole first half. We were up 12-0 leading into the half, and, we kind of come out the second half and really kind of took it to them.
We're talking to head coach Jared Jensen of the Cobras of Sigourney Keota. Coach Jensen, I just got to let you know, I think I've dressed probably a couple times in your office as I've worked some savage basketball games over there at Sigourney. But looking at your schedule here, you start your season off with a really good PCM team, and since then your team has really responded to that loss in the first game of the year. So talk about your senior leadership on this team and how you guys have recovered from that and really starting to put together a really quality season for the Cobras.
Yeah, the first game out was we're a veteran team, but we had so many seniors we lost last year that our veterans didn't really have that game experience, and we knew we were going up against a PCM team that brought back an absolute ton from the year before, and we knew that wasn't going to define our season. That was a game where we weren't going to the right. Or we weren't going to the wrong spots. We were doing the right things. We just couldn't physically win some of the matchups. And, they kind of put it to us. But our guys, they don't ever waver. I mean, they completely believe in us. And that's kind of what the beauty of this thing is. We believe in our guys, and our guys believe in us. And we know if we all believe in each other, some good things can happen. And, you hate to take a loss like that, but I think you learn so much about yourselves in losses like that that helped propel us into the next week. That win propelled us into the next week, and here we are, 4-1 right now, and the only loss was against an undefeated PCM team that I see, really having probably a dome-type team and maybe a championship-type team. So we kind of saw the measuring stick. We knew we had to continue to work and grind and get better and fix our mistakes and, just stay the track. We're going to be who we are. We're not going to change for anybody. And, I'm just happy with, with our kids' commitment to success and everything they do. And, it's that leadership is definitely showing. A lot of guys, a lot of seniors, it's their first year starting for us. They were just behind a good group of seniors the last few years, and I think they learned a lot from those guys about how to lead a team and what to do, and we're seeing the benefits of that. So just proud of our guys, proud of our senior leadership. you know, those guys have put in 4 years of hard work, and they want to continue the tradition that we have set.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win, and keep them going over there, okay?
All right, thank you. Go Cobras.
All right, thank you. That's Jared Jensen at Sigourney Kyoto in the Winner's Circle. For the Steffes Group, your professional auctioneer since 1960, visit steffesgroup.com for hundreds of upcoming auctions. We go to Class A, Wendell Campbell.
And here we are in Class A, and that's District 1. Saw Galen Catholic over Akron-Westfield, 49-20. Kingsley Pearson over Hartley-Melvin-Sanborn, 40-12. MMCRU over Sylvia Cheatham, 24-19. And it took overtime for Alta Aurelia to defeat South O'Brien tonight, 34-33. District 2 saw West Hancock, your number 2 team, moved to 5-0, 48-0 shutout at West Fork. Sheffield, number 3, Nashua Plainfield, they came in tonight undefeated. They get their first loss of the season by way of number 6, St. Ansgar, 27-7. Newman Catholic, Mason City, 30-25 over Bowman Clemmy. And as reported by Killerby Country, Lake Mills over North Union, 34-14. District 3 saw South Winneshiek over AGWSR, 42-7. North Butler rolls over BCLBW, 22-0. And North Tamatrayer, 22-13 over Wapsie Valley. Moving to District 4, Northland Troy Mills moves to 5-0 tonight, 22-0 shutout of East Buchanan. Bellevue big over Postville, 50-14. Maquoketa Valley shuts out Clayton Ridge, 54-0. And Starmont over North Cedar, 46-0. District 5, we had the battle of the Unbeatens as we talked to head coach Dylan Hastings of Lisbon tonight as they move to 5-0, 28-15 over previously undefeated number 8, Pekin. Danville over Wapello, 42-13. And Columbus Community over Highland Riverside, 48-14. District 6 on number 10, Earlham in non-district play defeat number 5 Madrid 21-14. Linville Sully over Wayne of Corydon 37-30. North Mahaska upended tonight by Mount Air and the Raiders 40-6. Central Decatur over Martinsdale St. Mary 20-15. District 7 saw ACGC move to 5-0, 50-42 over Riverside of Oakland, and South Central Calhoun 16-13 over IKM Manning. Finally, in District 8, took overtime there, and number 7 Woodbury Central moves to 4-1, 35-27 over St. Albert Council Bluffs. Westwood over West Monona, 38-8, and Tri-Center shut out Logan Magnolia, 37-0. So we started the night with 6 unbeatens in Class A. We end the night with 4 remaining
in all classes. I've got the cat at 34. We started the night at 44. So the numbers have dwindled quickly from 4 weeks ago. It was 100 even. Now it's 34.
And we're going to play down to where only 7 teams will get to end the year on a victory, and that being at the Dome.
Yep. We'll take a break. We'll come back and finish it up, and hopefully we'll get through 8 players second time around and wind this Friday night's week number 5 of the Iowa high school football season every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
Scores are coming in like hotcakes. More outcomes next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
Here we go!
Live from Radio Iowa, it's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now back to the studio.
And a shout out to Matt Ray of K-Way. Sorry we can't get you your affiliate report tonight, but believe me, you're on the radar next week. The Cora Waverly-Shell Rock, the big game in Class 4A District number 2. So you will be definitely on the radar. But let's get to Wendell Campbell so we can finish up with Class A players.
Well, Class A players, second time through here. And while there is parity in a lot of the other classes, there's not much parity in 8-player as we entered the night with 12 undefeateds, and we will end the night with 12 undefeateds. Starting in District 1, number 3, Remsen St. Mary's moves to 5-0, 50-6 over Newell Fonda. Woodbine moves to 5-0, 40-20 over Arweva and the Rockets. Boyer Valley over Sydney, 48-6, and West Harrison over Siouxland Christian, 46-44. That one in two overtimes. District number 2 saw Bishop Garrigan move to 5-0, 17-0 over Rockford, that game being a forfeit tonight. GTRA moving to 5-0 in overtime, 54-46 over St. Edmund Fort Dodge. Tim Peterson reported on Westman Mallard, 51-12 over Harris Lake Park tonight. Northwood Kinsett, 33-20 winners over North Iowa Buffalo Center. District 4, Don Bosco, Gilbertville, I can get it out of there, 5-0 now, 70-6 over West Central. Number 9, Key Lansing, they are defeated tonight by Riceville, 65-44. Central Cater shuts out Waterloo Christian, 44-0. And in non-district play, Clarksville over Turkey Valley. District 4 saw Janesville as they are, they are upended by Glidebrook Rhinebeck tonight, 49-32. So there is one that got defeated. So I was wrong there. Tripola over GMG Garwin, 58-0. District 5, Edgewood Colesburg, 52-8 over Lone Tree. They remain unbeaten at 5-0. Central City big over Kalamazoo Wheatland, 82-27. Springville over Midland, Wyoming, 55-15. District 6 saw New London over HLV Tri-County, 54-38. In non-district action, Waco over Easton Valley, 44-15. Winfield Mount Union, 60-18 over English Valleys. Moving to District 7, Moravia big over Twin Cedars, 49-0. Lamoni over Melcher Dallas, 67-22. And Montezuma gets the win in a backyard brawl here with BGM Brooklyn, 46-27 Montezuma and the Braves. District 8, Lennox, your number 2 team in Class 8 player, moves to 5-0, 58-0 shutout of East Union. Bedford big over Mormon Trail, 76-6. And number 10, Southeast Warren, 58-18 winners over Murray. District 9 saw Audubon and the Wheelers roll over Coon Rapids Bear tonight, 64-6. Colonesco, 2 better than Baxter, 50-48. Collins Maxwell, 46-42 winner over Glidden Ralston. Finally, in District 10, number 8, Cama Vanita moves to 4-1 in the season, 32-30 over Exira Elkhorn. Griswold over Stan Essex, 54-44. And your final score tonight in Class A player saw Fremont Mills over East Mills. Battle of the Mill there tonight goes to Fremont, 44-14. All finals in Class A player.
All right, we made it through two times around all the final scores tonight. I think we were missing three.
Just a handful.
Of all the games across the state, thanks to Kevin Cunningham. John Martinson, some big looks ahead.
Games ahead for next week. Mentioned in Class 4A, Waverly, Shell Rock at Decorah. The winner has the inside track in the district title. How about Cedar Rapids, Xavier at North Scott, and Newton at Pella? A couple of one-loss teams, but boy, is Newton playing well. Pella's having a great year as well. That's at Kuiper Field or Kuiper Stadium at Central College. In Class 1A, undefeateds at Eldora, South Hardin hosting Grundy Center, and in an A-player next week. You've got 5-0 Belplaine having one of their best years in a long time at 4-1 Montezuma, and two schools that don't like each other. Baxter at Collins Maxwell, also in 3A, should mention Southam at Grinnell. That's a battle for the helmets. That's a great rivalry game between the Trojans and the Tigers.
Why don't they like each other? Is that like Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial?
Kind of like that. But it used to be Collins Maxwell Baxter, but they came apart, and they, you know,
yeah, I know
the Bolts and the Spartans basically going at it there.
Well, like I said, it's a wide open year, and you can tell by the numbers of unbeatens tonight, playing teams that had losses and they still lost. 10 went down tonight, many of them to teams that already had a loss or two, so it's going to be a wide open season.
And like Coach Jared Jensen said earlier, you know, sometimes you just have to believe, and you're getting into week 5, week 6, you've got to believe in the guy next to you, the guy behind you, next man up. We've had some injuries now, talking to some of the ones where my daughter goes to school, two key injuries in their team tonight, that may really affect here the rest of the season for that team.
Well, we appreciate everybody listening. Again, we come to you every Friday night from 10 to 11:30. Our 30-plus radio affiliates across the state. Our coaches hotline brought to you by the Steffes Group. Our rankings done by Radio Iowa. And, of course, the Bex Hybrids Player with Heart and Todd Kim. For Mr. John Martinson, for Wendell Campbell, for our executive producer, Mr. Joe Millage, I'm Tony Etzeni saying good night. And we'll see you next week for week number 6 of the high school football season.
This has been the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show with Tony Adzeni, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell. Presented by Bex Hybrids, a joint production of Learfield and Waveguide Communications. Tune in next week for another exciting night under the lights in the great state of Iowa.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Iowa. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.